From the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
How many times must I tell you, babe? How many bridges I got to cross? How many times must I explain myself?
Well, here we are. Monday, February 19th, 2018. This is the Alex Jones Show. Standing in for Alex today, I'm Owen Troyer. And we will be hearing from Alex shortly on the other side of this break. Now, every time a shooting like this happens, they want to talk about guns. Like, that's the only issue at hand here. Even though there are numerous other issues at hand here, such as mental health, big pharmaceutical drugs, etc. But this always turns into a political football after this. Darren McBreen put together this video montage explaining just that.
Today, the 18th school shooting in the past 45 days happened in Parkland, Florida, leaving 17 people dead.
This year, there have already been 18 school shootings.
Those 18 school shootings so far this year, shocking.
There's a group called Everytown. Everytown is a gun control group. And Everytown said that there were 18 school shootings in the month of January. Now, you may be wondering, why didn't I hear about those school shootings every single day? The answer is because there were not 18 school shootings in the month of January. There were more like three.
Eight now fatal school shootings we had in this country this year. Children are being murdered.
We cannot accept this. I can't do it, Wolf. I'm sorry. We can't do it.
President Trump, you say, what can you do? You can stop the guns from getting into these children's hands.
We are committed to working with state and local leaders to help secure our schools and tackle the difficult issue of mental health.
Well, I'm just struck by the emptiness, the hypocrisy of Donald Trump's words, we will do anything to protect you.
Do you feel safe tonight?
That vital conversation has been drowned out and made impossible by mindless screeching about gun control led by blustery charlatans in the media. You know exactly who they are.
Hey, go to Google. They're lying to you. It is not a constitutional right to have a military-style gun, Gene. And yet, these Republicans keep spreading these lies.
Every one of these is tragic and terrible and an act of evil. That does not mean that 18 happened. So I think that it's just important to get the statistic correct. Like, this is you wonder why people don't trust the media. It's because the media don't bother to do any of this. They just give you the bottom line, 18 school shootings. And then the minute you dig into it, you realize there were not 18 school shootings. There were three.
There is not a constitutional right. There is not a God-given right. There is not a fundamental right as an American to possess weapons of war.
What we need are laws, real laws, that do everything possible to keep assault rifles out of the hands of people who are going to shoot our kids.
And we've got Jimmy Kimmel bashes gun rights. We can show you the article on InfoWars.com with Jimmy Kimmel with video and photos of his bodyguards with their Glock pistols and more tucked in at his offices and at his house that protect him, but he says you can't have a gun.
If these same gun enthusiasts were black and brown people with locks or braids and fatigues with guns, I have a feeling that some of the people watching me right now might be a lot more willing to have a gun debate conversation right now.
A Time magazine headline blared the following. Accused Parkland shooter Nicholas Cruz was a member of a white supremacist group. PBS, UpRocks, many others, big news organizations ran stories claiming that this was confirmed by the leader of this white nationalist group.
The president didn't have a lot to say today about what he actually plans to do about school shootings. Donald Trump does nothing.
Once again, we see the urgency for Congress to take true common sense action to prevent gun violence.
The goal? Gun seizures, ammunition regulation, the disarmament of the American population.
An armed militia is in the possibility that it all goes wrong. That's what it's for. It's not for when everything's going right. It's for when it all goes wrong. To deny the possibility that it could all go wrong, to me, you're lying.
You know, the right to bear arms is because that's the last form of defense against tyranny.
Imagine federal officials marching from house to house, seizing hundreds of millions of firearms from law-abiding citizens, and then fining and imprisoning those who resist.
Electrify your day with Secret 12. It's like lightning in a bottle. We all have days in which we just can't seem to perform at the level we'd like to. InfoWars Life Secret 12 is designed to naturally energize your body and mind with two great tasting and super high quality forms of vitamin B12. Proper vitamin and nutrient intake is essential to keep your body functioning at optimum levels. The reality is, it's hard to take in the proper amount of vitamins we need each day with our modern diets. Secret 12 by InfoWars Life is an easy way to naturally upgrade your vitamin B12 intake and support your body's natural systems. It pairs two forms of vitamin B12 into one explosive formula. Vitamin B12 supports healthy energy levels through red blood cell formation and aiding in the body's natural processes, but it also assists with many other functions of the body. Electrify your mind and body and take your health to the next level. Experience the power of Secret 12 at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
I mean, honestly, I want to live in a world with real equality. I want to live in a world where an equal amount of white kids are shot every month. An equal world. I want to see white mothers on TV crying.
And there you have it. Chris Rock says he wants to live in a world of true equality, where we see the same per capita number of white young people, white children being shot, being killed, being murdered. Well, Mr. Rock, you're going to have to somehow get young white kids to behave like the young black inner city kids, where you have 95% of the crime in cities like Chicago being black-on-black crime. You're going to have to somehow get white youth to behave in that same barbarous, murderous form. You're going to have to get them to not take responsibility for themselves, like the black leadership has helped blacks do, and help promote a gangster shoot-em-up thug culture. You're going to have to do that. And you're going to have to go further, Mr. Rock. You're going to have to continue to sell the white population on what the blacks have been sold on, to abort 52% of their babies before they're born. Oh, but see, the fact that almost 95% of the deaths of blacks are abortion isn't something you want to talk about. No. You want to talk about the blacks that are shot and killed and then project responsibility onto that in a racist way onto white people as a blanket statement, because you're on Netflix, a globalist combine that almost every show it puts out has anti-American globalist messages. Because that's what you are, a teleprompter reading nobody, little thug, racist scumbag, going along with the entire huge narrative that's being pushed everywhere that, oh, if you're a white woman and have a white baby, abort it, in the major feminist magazines. And white genocide is a good thing, and whites' genetics are inherently bad. We've all seen that at the universities. And, oh, we're having No Whites Day, coming up at Evergreen College. Or you look at colleges in the Midwest, where they come out and say, no whites allowed on the commons area for a week. And you've got the white woman saying, get me some muscle over here. This is the true face of evil. This is the true face of propaganda. This is the true face of division by the big mega corporations, the big filthy Hollywood-owned, Chi-Com globalist, China-Wood-owned system to demoralize and destroy this country with sick little mercenary pimps, sick little gremlin pimps, sick little jester pimps, selling out not just the black people, but everybody else with venomous hatred, with a big sickening studio audience of Netflix liberal trendies giggling and laughing and cheering like bloodthirsty banshees when they hear about white kids being killed. Because somehow if we kill some white people, that'll fix everything. Somehow if we deal with them. Meanwhile, the Muslims have been backed by the globalists and the left to kill millions and millions and millions and enslave women, but that's okay. Statistically, it's leftist ideologies that have killed over 200 million people in the 20th and 21st centuries alone. You are the people with blood on your hands. You are the people that have destroyed society. You are the globalists that destroy every city that you control. where the Democrats are in command, like Chicago, highest crime rate in the world. Then you've got Mexico with total disarmament of their population, no Second Amendment, highest crime rate in the world for a country, hundreds of thousands of dead. Oh, but Chris Rock, he doesn't want to talk about that because he's the darling of the corporate media to sit up there and spew that evil and spew that venom and invoke the most anti-Martin Luther King racist garbage the world has ever seen. But as Hollywood's ratings plunge, as the NFL's ratings plunge, as the Oscars plunge, as the Olympics plunge, as all of these tools of globalist propaganda fall apart, they're only getting more intense, more venomous, more bullying, and an attempt to get control of the group consciousness. But it's failed. And black people, white people, you name it, across the board, are waking up. Yes, there's minorities of people out there that are still brainwashed and dumbed down. But on average, people see through this propaganda because it's gotten so intense, and the worm is turning. Then we've got all these clips where they're on the Sunday news show saying we need to ban the Second Amendment outright. And the New York Times comes out and says ban the Second Amendment outright. All this weekend, flying their flags openly that you bet we want to confiscate your guns. All along, you were right. We really want your guns. The idea that an individual can defend themselves is a crime. And we're going to sit there and disarm all of you, just like these schools are victim disarmament zones, so none of you can protect yourselves, not just from the lone nuts hopped up on drugs and all the rest of it, but from the powerful globalist state itself. All these people, all these Hollywood scum, the Chris Rocks of the world, the Michael Moores of the world, they are your mortal enemy. They've all got their own bodyguards. They all live behind walls. They are sick. Hollywood pushes their violent agenda. They are frauds. Rebuke them. Pull away from them. Come out of them. They are our enemies, and they only survive because they suck off our cultural and psychological and financial blood. Now, back to Owen Schroyer and the live global transmission.
Equality. I want to live in a world where an equal amount of white kids are shot every month. An equal world. I want to see white mothers on TV crying.
Now, this is a very conflated issue about race and violence in this country. And there's so many different angles to cover, it's almost impossible to recall all of it. But there's this tinge of racism. There's this fomenting of a racial divide. And you just have to sit back and think, when did we get here in America? When did this become an issue again? It's the same dynamic with the Black Panther movie coming out, which I saw this weekend. I'll do a review on it later, but it's all about black versus white. And then Chris Rock does his comedy special, which I'm being told is for Netflix. And if that's the case, oh, wow, what do you know? Another example, Dave Chappelle, Cat Williams, Chris Rock. I'm sure there are others. Those are just the ones that I've seen where they do a comedy special and you watch the thing and it's like, oh, this is funny. There's no political agenda here. It's just good comedy. Everyone's an open target. Everything's funny. It's fair observations. And then you can tell there's always one portion, whether it be Chappelle or Williams or now Chris Rock, where it's like, okay, where did that come from? Not only is it not funny, now I'm being lectured to, clearly some political agenda behind it. So I don't know if I'm some comedian that can't get a big special, can't get the $1 million deal, and I'm behind on some mortgages, say, or something like that. I'm just proposing a situation that could be happening here. I don't know. I'm trying to figure it all out. We're all on the same team here, just trying to figure it out. I mean, I don't think Chris Rock actually hates white people. He doesn't actually want white people to die. But why did he say that? I don't know. Maybe Netflix says, look, we're not going to give you this deal unless you give some of our political, you know, our political message in there. Just pepper it in there. You'll get the special. It'll be just fine. Do whatever you want for the other 40 minutes, but give us 10 minutes of our political spiel. And so then they get the special. And I don't know when this was recorded. I imagine that was recorded before the shooting in Florida, because what happened at the shooting in Florida? 14 students died, most of which were white. So I guess maybe be careful what you wish for? Or is it not enough dead white children? Not even that it matters that it's white. But where is Chris Rock not to make it about Chris Rock. It's just that is the timely talking point right now, the timely subject. But where is all of that? Where is all of these people? And you know what? It all ties in. That's the thing about it. It's all tying into the same message, whether it be Black Panther is all about black people. No, it actually was just a movie. In fact, I don't even think the people behind it really had that much of an agenda except to put out a movie. Oh, more white babies need to die, says Chris Rock. He doesn't actually mean that. Why is he saying that? What is with this divide? It's all the same thing. It's all about dividing people up, having some race-based system where you're constantly trying to judge the other person. Oh, what are they thinking about me? Wonder what they're thinking about me. Oh, we're a different skin color. Where did all of this come from, though? Was it like this 10 years ago? No, it honestly wasn't. This is post-Obama. I'm not blaming Obama. I'm just putting out a fact. None of this was an issue. We weren't being divided on race until after Obama, a black president that was voted in by white people, and then Black Panther breaks records, but somehow we're racist.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com. Let's talk to Victor in Florida. Victor, you're calling. Go ahead.
Yes. Hi, Alex. First, I just want to mention, if people just go and try the products, they will be ordering all the time. I've ordered several of the products over and over because it's amazing. In particular, Silver Bullet, as soon as I start to feel like I get a little sick, you know, maybe like a little raspiness in my throat, I drop some Silver Bullet and it, like, I'll still feel a little sick, but it won't last as long. And I just ordered the Body, the Alpha, alpha power and the pollen block.
Well, let me just say something, Victor. It's people like you that then fund the whole operation, because a very small percentage of people buy products, and a very small percentage of them buy a lot of the products. So thank you. But when you mention the silver bullet, colloidal silver, it's got thousands of reviews, a 98% review. It is our highest reviewed product because it is from the top lab in the country, discounted high quality colloidal silver. And it's not a silver bullet, but it's the closest thing you're going to find to a silver bullet.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Are shot every month. An equal world. I want to see white mothers on TV crying.
Supposed to be a joke that is not very funny, and it really doesn't make sense, does it? Unless, of course, who's ever pulling the strings there is telling these comedians, you better insert our political message or you're not going to get a deal. Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer filling in today. We're going to be hearing from Alex later on in this hour. But you hear that clip of Chris Rock, and it reminds me of something that I noticed myself during a social experiment I did last week. And I bet the crew of the War Room can attest to this. So last Thursday and Friday, I began a social experiment. And I started to follow liberals on social media, even getting notifications. So, like the Adam Schiffs, the Eric Swalwells, the Chris Hayes, Joe Scarboroughs. It was about 15 to 20 of these liberals, leftist Democrats that I started following religiously, getting notifications, seeing everything they say. And if you listen to the War Room Friday, you'll notice I was a little angry. Like my patience had run out. And it had, and it still is out. But I realized something over the weekend, and then listening to the Chris Rock clip, these people are trying to induce anger and hatred. That's what they're doing. They're gaslighting America into a fight. Not only do they want the people that know they're lying to be angry, because that's a natural response when you're lied to, is to get upset about it, and then you just repeat that over and over and over again. It just builds up. But on the other side of things, the people actually believe them and listen to them, they're experiencing this too. They're the ones being fomented into violence. They're the ones being told they're fighting Hitler. They're the ones being told they're righteous in their social justice warrior mentality, even though it's all fake, it's all bought and paid for. It's all agenda driven. That's why it's so hard to connect all these dots. It all comes down to this story. American number one enemy at World Government Summit. That's not a story. You can't have a world government with America. That's the point. That's why they have to end America. That's why they're fomenting the left into a civil war. That's why they needed Hillary Clinton to sell this country down the drain. That's why they want to kill Trump. That's why they want to remove Trump from office. That's why Hillary Clinton colluded with the FBI, the DOJ, foreign intelligence assets, and Russia to keep Trump out of office. But then you realize, when you actually follow these people, when you actually follow the idols of the left, when you actually follow the fake intellectuals at the top of the liberal movement, you realize they are invoking hatred. They are invoking anger. Why do you think Chris Rock says he wishes more white people were dead? It's all about that thought that is already in black people's heads. They think they can water this seed of anti-white racism and say, yeah, oh, Chris Rock doesn't like white people? Chris Rock wants white people to die? Okay. Yeah, it's cool then. It's cool then. I can be outspoken. I can say that. I can hate whitey. Forget reality and statistics and what Martin Luther King said and, you know, everything that's possible in America. Chris Rock said, hate whitey. Yeah. MSNBC said, hate whitey. Van Jones said it's a white lash. The Austin American Statesman said the biggest terror is white men. The Texas State University School newspaper said that white DNA is an abomination. How about this today? Yale University teaches students counter narratives around whiteness. It's all about anti-white. Where did this come from? When did this become an issue? It wasn't when I was growing up. Why is it an issue now? Why did it happen after Obama? This was a tweet I put out from the War Room. Amazing how a country that elected a black president twice, celebrates Black History Month, most popular entertainers are black, has virtue signaling social justice messages everywhere in entertainment, and is about to set box office records on a black superhero movie is still considered racist. So it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You could bow down, beg for oh, forgive me, black people. It doesn't matter. You're still whitey. You're still bad. You can't prove that you're not racist. Trump can't prove he's not racist because the very notion that he's racist, the very belief that he's racist isn't real. It's fake. It's fabricated. It's fomented. And so now what do? They send their operatives in higher education to say white is bad. They send their operatives in the mainstream media to say that white people are bad. They send their operatives in the entertainment industry to say that white people are bad. And then you wonder why the left is so filled with hate and rage and anger for America, for the family, for God, for themselves, for everything. It's because that's the message that they keep getting. Hate whitey, hate conservatives, hate Trump, hate America. Everything's racist. Trump's a misogynist. Trump's a xenophobe. Oh, he's married to an immigrant. He's married multiple immigrants. He's a xenophobe. Yes. It doesn't make any sense at all. And then they have this huge deal about the Black Panther movie. And then I actually go watch it and it's not even a political agenda. It's just a movie. But it's a black cast. So we have to praise it and love it. Gets 100% review on Rotten Tomatoes. Wasn't that good? Wasn't that good? I'd give it a 65%. I'd give it a 65%, maybe 70 at the highest. Not a bad movie. Not because it had some political agenda, just because it wasn't that good for me. Didn't think the character development was there. But it's all black people, so we have to say it's so good. We're going to get more to that and then stacks of news later, folks. But look, InfoWars is under tremendous censorship. We don't talk about it enough. And it's honestly unbelievable behind the scenes what we go through. So the only way we're able to operate is InfoWarsStore.com. That keeps us independent. That keeps us basically run by you, supported by you. So we've got great specials going. And Superblue is 50% off right now, folks. This is selling out quickly. So we've decided we're going to keep the 50% off special, even though it's causing us to sell out of our supply. So we're going to keep the special at 50% off. But just be warned, it's not going to last much longer because supplies are about to be sold out. So instead of going full price where we could sell the product and sell out by the time we're due for another shipment, we decided just to continue to sell it at 50% off and then we'll be out of Super Blue fluoride free toothpaste until our next shipment comes in. So if you're about to run out and you're a regular user, make sure you get to InfoWarsStore.com now and get your Super Blue fluoride free toothpaste because it is about to sell out. Now, if you are on the auto ship program, you don't have to worry about this because with the auto ship program, we guarantee it to be in stock for you. So we hold some back whenever we are about to run out like this for our auto ship customers, which also gives you an extra 10% discount. So Super Blue fluoride free toothpaste is about to be sold out. We're going to keep the 50% off special, but that means it's going to sell out. So if you need some Super Blue or you're ready to try it, go to InfoWarsStore.com today and take advantage of 50% off Super Blue fluoride free toothpaste, the best toothpaste in the world. We'll be right back.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Following last week's mass shooting that left 17 dead at a Florida high school, lawmakers in various states have launched proposals to arm teachers. Adon Salazar reports that legislators in Florida are drafting an amendment to a bill which would legalize the carry of firearms on school grounds. If passed, the bill would let employees carry guns on campuses if they passed background checks and were certified with training created by the state's criminal justice standards. Florida joins several other states that are drafting legislation that would allow some public school teachers and administrators to receive firearms training and be authorized to carry concealed weapons during the school day. In a press release Thursday, Representative Will Ainsworth said, "Our children are sitting ducks in gun-free schools, and as the parent of three public school students, I believe we must act now in order to prevent another tragedy." Currently, about one-third of states allow teachers to carry firearms on campus. Leanne McAdoo, InfoWars.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, the tip of the spear, leading the fight to take back the nation. It's Owen Schroyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
There's so much news to cover today. I'm going to try to get through all of it in the 3 hours I have before we go to Gerald Celente. Alex Jones joins us in the next segment to break something down that's key. And it all ties back into the main story, which is, I mean, this is honestly behind everything. There's all the little angles. There's all the different battlefields. There's all the different information warfare and psychological warfare. But it's all, this is, see, it all comes down to this. America, number one enemy at World Government Summit. Folks, this has always been the story. You can't have a world government if America still exists. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner still wave over the land of the free and the home of the brave. Do you get it? Do you get what that means? That means as long as the American flag still flies, freedom still exists on Earth. That's what it means. Not a globalist flag, an American flag. Imagine a time traveler traveling through time and space, and every time he comes back to planet Earth, he says, does that star-spangled banner still wave over the land of the free and the home of the brave? And if they say yes, he means that means freedom still exists on Earth. And if they say no, then it doesn't. And he probably goes somewhere else to a different time or dimension. But I was having a conversation with Matt, one of our great crew members here during the break, and he made a good point to try to put a bookend on what I was saying about, which is it's impossible to do because this is such a convoluted issue. But they're selling hate and they're selling liberalism. But it's all a disguise. It's so Chris Rock goes out there and he's joking. Oh, ha, ha, ha. Ooh, ooh, ooh. I wish more white people were dead. I wish white mothers were crying on television. Oh, it's all funny. It's all a joke. No, it's comedy, but it's hate disguised as comedy. It's not actually comedy. It's hate with the mask of comedy. It's hate with the veil of comedy, but it's not funny, and people see through it now. Just like liberalism. It's not actually liberalism. It's globalism disguised as liberalism. It's globalism with the mask of liberalism. It's all fake. It's all bought and paid for. Just like George Soros spending millions and millions of dollars on local elections. Nobody's talked about it. Spending millions of dollars on local elections. Why? Why does George Soros want to buy every district attorney in the United States? Oh, so that his Antifa minions and his illegal aliens can get away with crimes. Oh, and then there's that. George Soros' son is now donating more than $500,000 to the Democrats. The Soros is all the Democrats have now. They don't have any funding without the Soros. George Soros is funding the entire Democrat Party, and Hillary Clinton is still running it. You cannot make this up. It's crazy. So I don't even know where to go here. It's all insane. It's all the battle for America. It's all the battle for the future. Here we are. Slap yourself in the face and get ready. Buckle up. Here comes another week of the info war. Now, I remember seeing stories about the Black Panther like a month ago, and I'm sure the crew can find this, a month ago, 2 months ago, where you had all of these GoFundMe accounts with thousands and thousands of dollars. They were getting these GoFundMe accounts to go send inner city kids on a field trip to see Black Panther. And I saw that and I was like, okay, what is going on here? And immediately I was like, this is a political issue. Never before have you seen money sent to GoFundMe accounts to send children to a movie. I've never heard of that before. Probably will never hear about it again. And this was going on for the Black Panther. So, and then the left turns it into this political football where they're like, oh, if you're white, you can't go see the Black Panther, or, oh, this is a great time for black people. Finally, a black superhero. Yeah, there it is. Look at that. Over $50,000 raised. Help children see Black Panther. Why? And then the funny thing about it, folks, I mean, here I am covering the Florida shooting. There's all this crazy news about it. All of this stuff is now surfacing on Sheriff Israel. It's so crazy. I don't even want to get into it. It's like you can't even believe it. He's hanging out with Hillary Clinton. He's got videos online of people accusing him of stuff you wouldn't even believe. And it's just like, and from years ago. And then I'm sitting here dealing with this Black Panther thing. And then you go, and so it's like, I'm wondering, is a cigar ever just a cigar anymore? Like, will I ever cover you don't even want to talk about this, but it's like, will I ever cover a mass shooting and it will just be a mass shooting? Or is there always going to be an FBI cover up? Is there always going to be some weird deal with the shooter? Is the FBI always going to have the information before it went down? Why does this happen every time? And so then you get the Black Panther movie, the left turns it into this political football, and then you actually go see it and you realize it's almost a relief. For the first time ever, a cigar is just a cigar. The Black Panther movie was just a movie. It was just a movie. It wasn't dominated by political overtones. It wasn't dominated with some black message. Sure, it had some messages in there, but it didn't overwhelm the film. And then if you actually break it down, I mean, honestly, the plot of the Black Panther actually deals with a lot of nationalistic messages. The country of Wakanda has a wall around it. It's shrouded in secrecy. They don't take any refugees. They don't take any migrants. I mean, it's 100% nationalistic. Their country first, 100% of the time. And then there's like this background message. Again, they didn't even turn it into a black-white thing. I mean, a little bit they did. They say, okay, inner city, you know, black children, we can help them. Okay, fine. It didn't overwhelm the film. And then there's this other thing about secret technology, unleashing the secret technology, sharing the secret technology with the world that's been hidden in the secret society. That's what Trump is doing. That's what Trump has said. So for once, a cigar was just a cigar, but we're so racist and we're racist against black people, even though this Black Panther movie, not even that good, again, it's not bad, but it's not that good, shatters box office records. For a decent movie, halfway good movie, not that good, shatters all the box office records. Why? Because the political left turned it into a political football about black people. This country doesn't care if you're black or white. If you put out a good product, they will consume it. That's what it comes down to. That's why the NBA ratings are up. What is the NBA, like 90% black people? Their ratings are skyrocketing. Oh, but we're racist. We just elected a black president twice. Keep telling me how the whitey's racist, though. It's all about anti-white. It's all about the left dividing and conquering America because you cannot have a global government without America. Yeah, there's the story. NBA enjoying ratings surge while NFL flounders. And you've got the LeBron James and all these guys coming up. They've got their political messages. And it's nothing new. It just gets headlines. What? I'm supposed to expect LeBron James to understand geopolitics? This is, you know, one of the best basketball players in the world. How is he possibly supposed to know everything about geopolitics and domestic politics? I'm not trying to be as Laura Ingraham says it, just go dribble a basketball. And that's what she said, and that's what he does, and he's the best at it, and he wins, and he makes millions and millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars, and he gets all this attention, and he has millions of followers. He's huge, this guy, it's LeBron James. He travels the world. He's a world traveler. He's famous everywhere he goes. Every city in America he goes to, it doesn't matter if it's black people, white people, they pay hundreds of dollars to see him play. And they're not like, oh, it's a black guy, I don't want to. No, they don't care. He's fun to watch. But the left cannot get past the racial division lines, because just like the story says, and it's never changed, it's been the same thing forever. America is the number one enemy at the World Government Summit. Now, it wouldn't be if Hillary Clinton was the leader of our country, because she would sell us out to the world government. Trump will not. Trump believes in the national anthem. Trump believes in America. Trump believes in freedom. Trump believes in independence. That's why they have to remove Trump so they can destroy America. Alex Jones on the other side.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
You know, I've got some talking points here about Caveman from InfoWarsLife.com. But instead of going with those talking points, let me just give you what I've experienced personally. From all the wives' tales in every culture, we know that the bones have the essence. We know chicken noodle soup is great for people that are sick. Again, in every culture, this has been reported because it works. And there's no way to quantify how strong this is, but the amount of bone protein and the amount of marrow and the amount of concentrated life force that is in this is incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, whether it's for your joints, whether it's for your arteries and your veins, whether it's for your brain, whether it's for energy, this, ladies and gentlemen, is the strongest, most concentrated bone broth formula out there, and it's amazing. Find out for yourself today at InfoWarsStore.com what it can do for you and your family. And again, I want to thank you all for your support. You are funding the information war in 2018. I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad. The colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
The difficulty here legislatively, the Constitution, which is Bret Stephens' point in the New York Times, which is he's calling for the repeal of the Second Amendment. And he says the United States has by far more guns and more hands than any other country in the developed world. It has by far the highest incidence of firearm-related homicides and suicides. Correlation is not causation, but since Americans aren't dramatically crazier than other nationalities, what other explanation is there? However, it is in our Constitution, right. Unlike right. Other Western democracies.
It's here, ladies and gentlemen, the next big assault on the Second Amendment. No amount of background checks, no amount of gun control will stop evil people with evil intentions from doing harm with baseball bats, knives, 18-wheelers, and firearms. Just like you can't stop somebody from dragging their wife down to the edge of the lake and holding them underwater till they drown. I know I'm stating the incredibly moronically obvious fact here, but that's the logic, the glaring, emblazoned logic that the mainstream media and the deceivers who inhabit upside-down world are trying to push on us. Right in front of me, I've got articles out of the news where reporters are saying, well, if we had more abortions in this world, there'd be less kids killed. Now, think about that logic. I see the sign all over the news. I see it as the new logo, the new pitch. Not one more. Stop it now. Don't let one more person ever get killed. Every time somebody gets shot, it's gun owners' fault. If you just give your rights up, this went in. Think about how fundamentally twisted that is, that all of us are guilty because someone does something wrong. No. We're innocent until proven guilty. When bad people do things, they're punished. And notice the bad guy went to a victim disarmament zone, another place where he knew there'd be a bunch of disarmed people. And then notice, of course, he turned out he was on psychotropic drugs. And it turned out the FBI was warned over and over again. And it turns out the school knew and banned him having a backpack. But no one would let them protect themselves. It's incredible. And now we have NBC this weekend coming out and saying, oh, look, let's just ban the Second Amendment. Let's be honest about it. Okay, the Supreme Court says it's a right. We're going to take it. The New York Times comes in and says, yeah, let's do it. But, you know, they're not going to get rid of the bodyguards for all of those talk show hosts making millions of dollars a year. They're not going to get rid of that for people like Michael Moore, who I've seen with the six bodyguards that actually tried to manhandle me till I elbowed them back. No, they see you as their prey. The Bernie Sanders of the world want you disarmed, just like the proto-globalists did in the Soviet Union. And now, if you go to the headlines that festoon the fake stream media, you see their next move. CNN, marches, walkouts, and sit-ins. Gun control battle heads to the streets. And then it says, oh, the Women's March, and oh, Black Lives Matter, and all these groups that are so grassroots, they're like AstroTurf at Cowboy Stadium. Why, they're going to lend their support to the new student movement that's anti-gun, that's going to have walkouts and sit-ins and highways blocked and marches saying not one more of us killed. As we sit here in victim disarmament centers that the media advertises for mental patients to go attack, we want to be used as shills here. And, of course, all the young, smart students that come on our show and others, including victims, say they don't want gun control. They understood what happened. The hero coach that saved so many people that got killed, he was pro-Trump. Their voices don't get heard because speaking for them is all the George Soros-funded groups. And that's all this is now, is the latest tentacle of the George Soros group that supposedly represents women and now young people and students. And I see the same few spokespersons on every TV channel spouting the line, hashtag enough walkout. As they crank up their next big social movement to not just break up our families, but now disarm us and complete our journey into slavery and economically bankrupt us. Not one more. The idea that you can ban evil instead of just curtailing it, blocking it, and having good people set up defenses against it. The idea is it's a march for our lives and demanding Trump protect us when it was the FBI and others that stood down. But here comes the National Day of Action against gun violence in schools. And the media lies and says gun violence is way up when it's down almost 60% since 1992. And mass shootings are flat despite the fact the media hypes it and hypes it and hypes it. So to gun owners, to libertarians, to conservatives, we're going to have to get aggressive. They're trying to bully us yet once again. They've got Mitt Romney, as we told you 6 months ago, first. Next year's news today, getting ready to run for the Senate so he can look like a winner, kind of like Hillary did for the New York Senate, so he can run for Orrin Hatch's seat and be positioned to come in after Trump. He says time to ban the assault rifles, and they've got the bill introduced right now. Dianne Feinstein, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in. So there you go. The next big fight's here. They're going to have their town halls run by fake news media, CNN. They're going to have everybody piling on. They're going to have Trump say, well, I do want to go after people that are mentally ill. We should have better background checks. Over and over again, people have been in mental institutions. They've been violent. They've been dishonorably discharged, like in the Texas case, and nothing's done. Follow the law. But instead, they have a stand down, just like San Bernardino, where the FBI was trying to stop them for 2 years, and they got a criminal investigation of the FBI going, Obama did, for civil rights violations, for them wanting to get a wiretap of the mosque and of the two particular individuals that did the shooting later. So when we say false flag, it's the false flag that they allow this to go on and turn off the default warning systems. This guy called himself Nicholas Cruz called himself the school shooter. And think about all the other anomalies. It's just crazy. But notice they had to drop Vegas because that unraveled as an Islamic operation, gun-running thing so quickly. But this, they've been able to get their narrative together, and they're coming after the Second Amendment. And believe me, folks, they are not above staging big events as they've been caught, or just making stuff up like the babies in the incubators to get us into the Iraq war. So now is the time for maximum vigilance and to pray for the families of those who were attacked, but to also remember that statistically this is one of the rarest ways to die, just like great white shark attack is very rare, but they hype it and most people won't swim in the ocean above their head because they think Jaws is real. And it's total, complete propaganda. We're going to go back to Owen Schroyer and the live transmission and a bunch of the special guests today. Please don't forget that the enemy isn't just coming after our Second Amendment. They're coming after our free speech. They're trying to censor us. They're trying to block us. They're trying to ban us from advertising. That's why you bypass them at InfoWarsStore.com, and it changes the whole world. We've got to end this special the next few days because I don't want to run out of Super Blue toothpaste before we get more in April. So I'm going to go ahead and go back to regular price here very, very soon, but it's still 50% off fortified with iodine and colloidal silver, 50% off the children's and adults and the mouthwash. We also, again, have great high-quality toothbrushes that are fortified with colloidal silver as well, both mechanical and hand-powered, classic. We also have the Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula with 400-plus milligrams of curcumin with a 95% rating. The average group out there has 3% in its actual strength. That's the Ultimate Turmeric Formula. That's about to go off sale, 50% off. Bodies, again, it's just excellent. We've got the Icarin Liver and Kidney Detox, super high quality as well, highest concentration. We've got the Pollen Block, all of that 50% off, and it's going to have to end in the next few days. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. Or 888-253-3139. But thank you for standing with us and getting great products that help you and your family at the same time. A real total 360 win. And by committing to continue to do that, you get great products and fund the operation. So we wouldn't be here without you. You are the InfoWar. An additional 10% off when you sign up for AutoShip. Free shipping on order $50 or more. There's a serious war on for your mind. And we are beginning to win it with logic and facts. But we've got to continue to fight hard.
And part of that war is fake news staging things, staging events, staging protests. They've been caught doing this multiple times. CNN is the, well, I mean, I guess the most caught news organization doing this with Jaco pretending to be in Kabul, getting bombed years ago, totally fake, in an Atlanta basement, to the fake protests where they were handing out hijabs and having people getting ready to what say. Now the story's on InfoWars.com. CNN organizing anti-gun debate in Florida. Apparently they're practicing it. They're staging it right now. And this is the InfoWar. This is what CNN does. Do they not just report fake news? They literally make fake news by staging things. That's CNN. That's the Communist News Network. They belong in North Korea.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
New from Emmerich's Essentials. Fragrance-free natural deodorant for your body care needs. Playing basketball in the dry summer heat really makes me sweat. To maintain my game, I need all the confidence I can get. That's why I use Emmerich's Essentials natural deodorant, made with organic ingredients. This deodorant combines mineral crystals with natural botanicals to ionize odor, keeping me fresh throughout the day.
While shooting hoops, the last thing I want is sweaty armpits making my hands slippery and the ball wet. That's why I recommend Emmerich's Essentials fragrance-free deodorant. Even though it's unscented, it's effective at combating strong body odor, and I don't have to worry about any unwanted allergic reactions to my sensitive skin. Whether you're a guy or gal, the last thing you want to be worried about is your deodorant. No petroleum-based ingredients, 100% natural, and cruelty-free. Stay in the game with Emmerich's Essentials fragrance-free natural deodorant. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Everything the globalists hate, they trick and deceive their minions into hating as well. Think about it. What do the globalists hate? Why is America the number one enemy at the World Government Summit? Because you can't have a world government with America. We're an independent republic. We determine our destiny. We determine our future. The globalists can't have that. So they trick and they deceive the average brainwashed liberal into hating the things that they hate. What do the globalists hate? The globalists hate an armed population, armed civilians. So what do? They have these gun attacks and then they target the guns and they get the average liberal to buy into it to then hate guns. Why? Because that's the globalist agenda, to take the firearms from Americans. That makes it easier to conquer us. They want to destroy America. So what do? They divide America. Divide and conquer. Divide on what? Class warfare, race warfare, political warfare. That's what they do. Those are the battle lines that they've drawn. So now you've got CNN organizing an anti-gun debate. You've got all of this craziness surfacing about Sheriff Israel. I'm just going to leave it at that. I don't even want to report on it, folks. Let's just say Sheriff Israel, Hillary Clinton supporter, and has had some unbelievable accusations made about him in the past that could lead to blackmail. And I'm just going to leave it at that. I don't know what is going on with this stuff. It's so crazy. Why can't a cigar just be a cigar one time, please? But so now they've got these high schoolers, and this is what they're doing. And this is why I put the poll out on the War Room. Have your political opinions, your current event opinions, and everything changed since high school? Because of course they have. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be insensitive to these high schoolers. What they're going through is terrible. Of course they're going to get emotional. But folks, your opinions change from the time you're that age. These poor high school students haven't experienced the full lives that many people have to understand these issues, to understand what they're going through. But they use them as a political pawn to try to tug at the emotional heartstrings. It's like, oh, we have to take the guns now. That's what the kids want. The kids don't know what they want. My goodness, you wouldn't believe the stuff I believed in high school. In fact, somebody went back on my Twitter and found when 5 years ago, I used to be anti-gun. I'll admit it. I've already admitted it. I went through the college indoctrination. The university made me hate God, hate guns, and hate America. So I know where they're coming from. I've moved past that. I've got woke. I took the red pill. But now they're using these students as a political pawn. That's how sick they are. That's how sick the left is. They're using grieving, mourning, emotional students as a political pawn for the globalist agenda to take guns away from American citizens. Don't act like that's not the agenda. That's what they want. So here's the clip of the high school students planning the March for Our Lives.
What's your announcement today?
Today, I'd like to announce that we have an event coming up to have everybody in the nation talking about what we're talking about. And one of the things we've been hearing is that it's not the time yet to talk about gun control. And we respect
that. And these
guys
are going all over the media, too.
Lives. and our community took 17.
It's like, let's handpick the ones that hate guns to put them on TV. That's what they do. That's their agenda.
Control. March 24th, we have the March for Our Lives, which you can find at marchforourlives.com.
This one right here. That guy right there has been on TV nonstop.
The March for Our Lives is going to be in every major city, and we are organizing it so students everywhere can beg for our lives. Because at the end of the day,
beg for your lives.
The red and blue, the GOP.
Yeah, that's what you have to do when you don't have a gun. You get it?
And at this point,
you get it?
You're either with us or against us.
With us or against us. That's a George Bush line to get you to buy into the war on terror. It's all the same. They're using their same tactics. It's all the same with these people. They're never going to stop. They are literally never going to stop. We'll be right back with more of the Alex Jones Show. Don't go anywhere.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the info war. A 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
Found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
If you take life, do you
know? All right, just stacks of news here.
I'll tell you one lie.
Man, it's just awful when you have to sit here and absorb the propaganda. And you know what it is. You see it. You know what it's meant to do. You know how it's meant to target the weak-minded that they've made weak-minded. So they make the people weak-minded with the dumbing down in the media, with the chemicals in the food and water. Whether you think that's going on consciously or not is irrelevant. That's what's happening. Look at what fluoride in the water does to IQ. Look at what all these chemicals in the food does to IQ. Does to the human body functioning properly, does to the gut, where your instincts come from. So whether you think that's a conscious agenda or not is irrelevant. That's a fact. And then they double down with the media. So they already attack your biology with the chemicals. Then your mind is under attack with the media. Oh, these poor students. Yeah, of course, they just went through a shooting. This is dramatic for them. How can you expect to be, it's like, wow, let's just elect 18-year-olds to run the country. They clearly get it. No, of course not. You don't have the life experience at the age of 18 to fully understand the issues. Nothing against these children. I'm sure you're all fine students. I'm sure you're all great people. In fact, I'm actually amazed. Pretty much every interview I've listened to from students at this school tells me they're pretty well educated. They're all coherent. They're all well-spoken. They're eloquent. They obviously have the courage to do these interviews. So they must be doing something right at that school. I mean, they all seem to be very well-educated. But they don't have the life experience yet. There's a reason cliches exist, because there's an element of truth to them. If you're not a liberal by the age of 20, you don't have a heart. If you're not a conservative by the age of 30, you don't have a brain. Because when you're younger, you tend to be more emotional in your responses. You tend to let your emotions and your knee-jerk reactions guide your response and the way you feel about things, because you haven't had the life experience to understand the issues fully. But that's what they're doing. They're using these kids as a political pawn. It's really disgusting if you think about it. So let me just, I got to get through this news. I'm never going to get through this. Let me just run through this stack of news to try to break it all down. So you've got now the report is on Infowars.com that CNN is organizing the anti-gun debate in Florida. Yeah, just like CNN is organizing the March for Our Lives. They're all organizing. It's all the same thing. It's all about being anti-American. It's all about the globalist agenda, in this case, to keep guns out of Americans' hands. Period. Now, you can have a debate. Should we have guns? Should we not have guns? Should we ban the AR? Should we not ban the AR? Fine. You can have the debate. I don't care. Have the debate as much as you want. But guess what? According to the Constitution, you can't just ban something without we the people saying you have the right to. That's something that they've forgotten. And while, again, you can have as many debates as you want about this, the only thing that they can do is to amend the Constitution, which is what they want to do. That's what they said on NBC. Ban the Second Amendment. No. No. You're not taking our Bill of Rights. You're not taking our Constitution. Because here's the understanding, the deeper understanding that they know that the average American just cannot comprehend. The Bill of Rights and the Constitution, government does not give us our rights. The government does not tell us what we can and cannot do. The government does not tell me I'm free. The government does not grant me the right to own a firearm. God does. Inherently, I have that right. So the government can't take it, just like the government can't get it, cannot give it. But now they're bullying Trump on this issue. Trump open to improving background checks, spokesman says. Background checks? This guy was alerted to the FBI multiple times. This guy had the police called on him 39 times. Background check? Background check. Yes, somebody's not doing their job. How did this guy slip through the cracks? You want to tell me how this guy slipped through the cracks? Well, you could say the FBI was busy investigating Russian collusion. They didn't have time. We had people, we had Russians on social media stopping a mass murder. We don't have time for that. I gotta stop these Russians from interfering in the election. Even though they spend like, I don't know, 1% of what George Soros spends on elections. I mean, it's so absurd. Oh, the Russians are meddling. They have social media. They're staging protests, like 20,000 people maybe at the most affected by this. And it probably didn't even affect their opinion. They just thought it was a Trump march or an anti-Trump march. They don't really care either way. Oh, but George Soros spending millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars, not just on national elections, but on local elections, buying up district attorneys in Texas, buying up district attorneys in Pennsylvania, spending millions of dollars on local elections. Oh, don't do an investigation on that. Oh, no, no meddling here from George Soros. But a little fraction. Ew, look at $20,000 spent by Russians here. We got to get them. Mass murder in Florida? Don't care. I'm looking at Russian collusion, baby. I got 20 G's and 13 Russians. I'm Robert Mueller. I've spent millions and millions. In fact, they've spent more money investigating Russian collusion than the Russians ever spent trying to meddle in the election. This is the insanity. This is the Twilight Zone. Pressure on FBI mounts after failure to pursue tip on Florida suspect. I say shut the FBI down. What is the FBI doing? The rank and file members of the FBI that actually do their job, thwart terrorist attacks, stop whatever from happening, give them a job in some local police department. Make them detectives. Make them sheriffs. Just get rid of the FBI. When has the FBI ever been honest? Just look at the JFK papers that got released. Parkland student slammed Trump for tying shooting to Russia probe. He has already made it about himself. No, you can even look at the dates from Mueller's last document with the indictments. In September is when they were breaking in on the Russians. That was when they were breaking in on the Russians. They even have it in the emails. Trump's not the one that tied it together. That was the FBI itself. But again, this is the propaganda working. Trump's the bad guy. Anything that happens, we have to blame Trump because it feels good. It feels right. And then my confirmation bias gets fed with people like Chris Rock and Jimmy Kimmel and Don Lemonhead. shooting survivors on potential collision course with Trump. Oh, they're going to bully him on this one. Marches, walkouts, and sit-ins, gun control battle, heads to the street. Celebrities rally behind student march for gun control. Yeah, that's coming up in March. It's called the March for Our Lives. And I'm not even going to read this head. I mean, it's just so absurd what's going on right now with the sheriff, Sheriff Israel in Broward County. Seriously, it's insane. I'll just let you do your own research on that. But just think about this for 1 second. And I know that the average listener to InfoWars already gets this. But just for your friends out there that don't understand it, for people out there that don't get it, for people that actually think they're standing for something with the March for Our Lives, Chris Rock saying he wants less, he wants more white mothers crying. He wants more white people to get shot. Where are they at the abortion clinics? Chris Rock says he wants less black mothers crying. Well, how about they stop aborting their babies at a higher rate than they birth babies in New York City? More black babies are aborted in New York City than born. Where is Chris Rock on that? Where is the March for Our Lives there? 10,000 people a year die from shootings. Oh, they say 30,000. 20,000 of them are suicide. So 10,000 a year from a gun shooting is like a fraction of a percent. Millions a year from abortion. Millions a year. You want to talk about priorities. You want to talk about statistics. They don't have a clue. So yeah, March for Our Lives. I'll go to the March for Our Lives and I'll say stop abortion and they'll say I'm crazy. What? What?
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Mike in Arizona, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, you can rant any day of the week. Thank you, sir, for doing what you do and being a patriot and doing your best to save America and encouraging us as fellow patriots to do that in our local areas as well. And as a longtime InfoWars listener, I want to say thanks for the awesome Brain Force, Anthroplex. My girlfriend would like to say thanks for the Anthroplex, too.
Thank you.
I use the BioTrue Selenium, the Super Blue toothpaste. For you folks who aren't big, normal toothpaste fans, the Super Blue is awesome. And thank you so much, Alex, for the InfoWars Life products. They are quality. I can't wait to get some more. And thank you so much for doing that for us to keep us healthy.
Absolutely.
Because then we could all, as educated patriots, help our other countrymen and women understand that there's a bigger problems going on, and if we can get our houses in order and be good to each other and ourselves, we can take our country back.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life.
CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Here's a question. What is the first response every time a bad guy with a gun is on the scene to do something illegal? What is the first response every time a bad guy with a gun is on the scene to do something illegal? What is the first response every time? Call a good guy with a gun. Or call the police. Interesting. Now, logically speaking, reasonably speaking, wouldn't it be proactive then to have a good guy with a gun on the scene? I mean, I'm just trying to use basic logic here, common sense, trying to be reasonable here. I would say if you're trying to be proactive to try to stop a bad guy with a gun from committing a crime, having a good guy with a gun on the scene would probably be the best proactive solution to that. I mean, after all, we have flight marshals on planes. You don't know who they are, but they're there. They're armed, right? Think about all the armed security you have at a bank protecting all that money. Why is that? Well, bad guy with a gun shows up to rob it. You're going to want a good guy with a gun there to stop it. That's logic. That's reason. That's common sense. So why then, after the mass shooting in Parkland, Florida, why does that logic, why does that reason, why does that common sense just disappear? Just gone. And they say the exact opposite. They say we need gun control. Gun control is the answer. Less guns is the answer. Well, isn't that just beautiful? Hey, did you know that murder is illegal? That didn't stop Nicholas Cruz, did it? No. He still committed murder, didn't he? Oh, you want increased background checks? Well, you couldn't have had more clues to the FBI and to local law enforcement that Nicholas Cruz was a threat to the community. Such a threat even, he'd been suspended from multiple schools and was told he couldn't be on campus with a backpack. Oh, but gun control is the answer. No. Common sense is the answer. Common sense is what they were lacking after 39 times cops have been called to Cruz's home. Common sense is what was lacking when the FBI did nothing about the warnings they received on Nicholas Cruz. Of course, we have to give the FBI some leeway here. They were really busy investigating Russia. So I just ask all the people calling for gun control, why is it in every situation, the first thing you do when a bad guy with a gun shows up is call a good guy with a gun, but for some reason, that logic completely befuddles you when it comes to school shootings. And you walk yourself into la-la land, where if you just say, gun-free zone, these guns are banned, it'll magically stop happening. I got news for you. It will increase. It will increase. But they don't They don't think logically when dealing with these issues. Now, I want to put a bow on some other things I was talking about here because it ties back into everything, which is the globalist agenda masquerading around as liberalism in America, masquerading around as tolerance. No. They want to take down America. And you've got on board with that. That's the political left now. So now you've got the Hungarian leader Viktor Orban calling for a global anti-migrant alliance. Okay. Well, why would he be calling for that? Well, I don't know. Look at what open borders have done to Europe. The worst of it has to be Sweden. And we'll get to that in a second. Orban also calls Christianity's Europe's last hope. Yeah, because the Muslims are now invading it and taking it over. And you think that's a joke? I mean, that's actually happening. See, this is what I'm saying. People have this, they do really have a mind like a goldfish. Oh, it's not happening. What's there? So there's some Muslims here, some Muslims there. Oh, one street now has them saying their call to prayer in the street. Oh, now it's another street. Oh, big deal. Oh, now another mosque is popping up. Oh, now Sadiq Khan is the leader of London. I mean, calm down. It's not happening. Well, these things don't happen overnight. They happen over the course of decades. But they don't think like that. Again, they have the memory of a goldfish. Oh, it's just one mosque here. Oh, it's just one invasion here. Oh, it's just one truck attack here. Oh, it's just one stabbing there. Oh, it's just one Muslim over here telling Allahu Akbar and killing people. Oh, it's just a minor issue. No, you're being invaded. But now, the Council of Europe slams crime wave Sweden for not taking more migrants. What do you give Sweden? 10 years? 20 years? Before they remove that flag and put up a Muslim flag? Oh, you think that's a joke? Sweden is falling apart. I mean, you wouldn't even believe how much terrorism Sweden is dealing with. Whether it be raping women, stabbing people, schools having to be shut down, no-go zones. I mean, Sweden is actually, they're being destroyed. But you better accept it or you're intolerant. It's honestly sick. And so, yeah, there's going to be the Swedish flag soon. It's sad, but, you know. Because, you know, the Muslims in the Middle East can't figure it out, so let's just let them try to figure it out in the other countries now. Muslims couldn't figure it out in the Middle East, so they just, you know, that whole area is destabilized and destroyed. So let's just let them try to figure it out in Sweden. They figured it out in the Middle East, now it's a bunch of rubble. Let's bring them into Sweden, see if they can't figure it out there. Oh, but see, that's why the Black Panther movie, quote, from the king of Wakanda, if you let refugees into your country, they bring their problems with them. Yeah, that's from the hero of the left, the king of Wakanda. This is how dumb they are. They don't even, they're so superficial that they don't even look into their own heroes. That's why they voted for Hillary Clinton. So here's the king of Wakanda, the Black Panther, who is a total nationalist, doesn't want any refugees in Wakanda, no migration into Wakanda, no technology from Wakanda gets released to the public. They keep it all for themselves because it's all about Wakanda first, citizens of Wakanda first, and then this is the hero for the left. And then Donald Trump says, we don't want immigrants. They bring their problem. We do want immigrants. We don't want illegal immigrants and all these refugees that we take in at a record amount because they bring their problems with them. Trump's the bad guy. The fictional king of Wakanda says we can't take refugees. They bring their problems with them. And the left loves it. Oh, but that's because they don't do any research. They don't know anything about the Black Panther. It's just like with the Mueller indictments. The Mueller indictments come down. And what is the first response from the left? Before even reading it. Before even reading the document. Oh, this is it. Trump colluded with Russia. We got him. And then Mueller comes out. Rosenstein comes out and says, nope, this is not collusion with Russia. Nope. They say, oh, the king of Wakanda. He's brilliant. He's amazing. The king of Wakanda says, we don't take immigrants. We don't take refugees. They never even saw the movie. They never even read the documents. They have their preconceived notions, their assumptions that they cast that aren't even real.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Introducing Floralife, the new probiotic line developed exclusively by InfoWars Life after years of research on the human microbiome. Not all probiotics are made the same. Floralife probiotics use a unique targeted delivery system that bypasses the stomach and releases directly into the intestines for maximum effect. This is critical because stomach acid kills most probiotics. So if you don't have a targeted delivery probiotic, then you're cheating your gut health and your wallet. Floralife supports your body's core, where you need it most, including digestion, regularity, immunity, the gut lining, and metabolism. Did you know that over 80% of your immune system is located in your gut? That's why increasing gut probiotic levels is so important for overall health. Floralife is sold as a 15 billion probiotic for everyday maintenance care and a 50 billion probiotic for a 30-day advanced gut restoration program. Head to InfoWarsLife.com to pick up your bottle of Floralife probiotics today. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I'm not going to speak for hours, just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this, this is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. We have found an extraordinary new natural way to help alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory health, and normal breathing. This is pollen block. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs from specific farms experienced less seasonal distress symptoms like runny nose, itchy watery eyes, and excessive mucus production. They began studying the effects in published trials, in their published trials. Now we are introducing the fruit of the research, a fast-acting chewable tablet. Just chew 2 tablets at the first sign of seasonal distress, and fast-acting pollen block starts working in about 15 minutes to help alleviate seasonal distress. Enjoy the air you breathe naturally with fast-acting pollen block, available now at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Studios. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
So here's what they do on social media. Obviously, they block and they censor conservatives and Trump supporters, what have you. We already know about that. It's honestly an extremely important issue that it just becomes mundane because you have to beat the same drum every day and they just don't stop. But here's one example of how they manipulate social media in a collusion effort to push fake news. So you probably heard it after the Florida high school shooting. 18 school shootings so far this year. 18. And then it was the magic number, and then it gets repeated everywhere. Anybody who tweets about it gets thousands of retweets. So this is how it works. First, you have Every Town for Gun Safety that was founded in 2012 after the shooting in Newtown. A Michael Bloomberg-backed anti-gun group is the original source of that statistic. Now, my understanding of that statistic was that it was just, that is how many times there's been a threat. So that means somebody thinks they see a gun on campus, they call it in, or someone has a gun on campus, they call it in. It doesn't matter if there's actually a shooting or not, or maybe it was some other issue, but it's just a straight lie. There weren't 18 mass shootings. That is a straight up lie. But that's how they twist it. And so then they twist the truth. They lie about it. And then, so there you go. So then this is how it works. This is actually really key to understand, folks. So they get their fake statistic that starts at point A. Then they have all of their operatives on the left pick it up and run with it at point B. And then they put it out there as some sort of echo chamber reverberation wave that then gets picked up by all of their minions on social media. And so then they all retweet it. And if anyone tweets about the 18 school shootings, they get retweeted across the board by all of the minions. This is another something I figured out during my social media experiment as well, following the liberals. They all are clearly in collusion to push the same thing. So one day it's, all right, if you see 18 shootings this year, retweet that. Let's get that out there. So then they force it out there. They force it out on social media. They all report on it as if it's fact. But it's not. It never was fact. It was a lie from the very beginning. It was a contortion of fact. Oh. So there you go. Homicide rates for developed countries. United States, number 5 on that list. Which is not good. I mean, you're not up here, you know, you don't even want to be on the list. It's just, they don't put things in perspective. They don't even try to. They don't even try to report the facts. And again, a shooter just showed up with a gun on our campus. What are we going to do? I guess we got to call a good guy with a gun because nobody's allowed to have a gun here. Oh my gosh. Why didn't somebody tell Nicholas Cruz he couldn't have a gun on campus? That would have stopped the whole thing. Didn't Nicholas Cruz see the law that said you can't have a gun on campus? He didn't see the law. He didn't know the law. That's the problem. We need to make sure these people know the law. They just don't know it. Nicholas Cruz didn't know the law that you couldn't have a gun on campus. Nicholas Cruz didn't know the law that you can't murder people either. He didn't know. Oh, and the big news. Oh, he's a psychopath. Wow. Really? The guy that murdered 17 people is a psychopath. Oh my gosh. Stop the presses. Oh, and I'm sure that once you make these gun laws, the psychopaths are going to stop getting guns. I mean, that's how it goes. You know, you start the war on drugs, you make drugs illegal. You can't go down to the street corner and score smack. No. No, you can't find drugs. You know how hard it is to find drugs in this country? Excuse me. I had to choke on my words there. Oh, that's right. It's very easy to find illegal drugs. Just like it would be very easy to find illegal guns. There's more guns in this country than citizens. They just don't get it. And if you want to, again, I'm all for the debate. You can have the debate. It's a fair debate. It's a fair response. You have the debate. Maybe there's a solution there. Maybe there's not. But at the end of the day, there's something that needs to be respected that the political left doesn't respect. They have no respect for it. And that's the United States of America. That's the Bill of Rights. That's the Constitution. And even if you get a million people to march on the streets for gun control, that doesn't give you a mandate. That doesn't give you legal responsibility. That gives you nothing. The Constitution says God gives us these rights. The government cannot take the rights the government does not give. That's what the left doesn't respect. That's what they don't understand. And they lie. They lie about the numbers. They lie about everything. They're never going to stop lying. And then they put out, I'm telling you, they don't, why do you think Mueller puts out his 16 indictments last Friday? Because he doesn't want anybody to look at them. He wants everybody to stay focused on the Florida shooting, and that's where the focus has stayed. So they hit it on the surface. Oh, look, Mueller's indictments. We caught him. We caught him. They never actually read it. They never actually get into it. They just float it out there for a quick talking point so they can hammer it back home. Trump, Russia, Trump, Russia, Trump, Russia, even though there's nothing there. And then they draw back to take your attention off of it and put it back on the Florida shooting. We're having marches. We've got celebrities. We've got people crying on the news. We have to do something. Well, unfortunately, there's nothing you can do because people have a Second Amendment right. And if you do want to do something, the common sense solution is to have armed people on campus. Now, whether that means an armed police officer, or you want to start some new program with veterans to be there to protect the children, or you want to start training teachers or whatever, or put a marshal on, have it called a school marshal, like you got a flight marshal. Now you got a school marshal. No. It's all about taking the guns away. Because, oh yeah, wait, how many people inside that school had a gun to protect themselves? One. Nicholas Cruz, the murderer. And that's what the left wants to continue. They want that situation to continue. They don't want you to be armed. They don't want you to be able to defend yourself. And just when you see the congruent attack on the Second Amendment, ban the Second Amendment, ban guns, ban the AR. It's the NRA's fault. It's Trump's fault. How come whenever a shooting like this happens, we get the information on the bullets, we get the information on the gun almost immediately? And then we can attack it and we can politicize it. But don't tell anybody what kind of medication he was taking. No, 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 no. What big pharmaceutical pills was young Nicholas on? Well, we're not allowed to know that. It's his privacy. It's his privacy. It's the privacy of the medical companies. Even though it's in the side effects, it may make you go suicidal. It may make you want to commit mass murder. No, don't talk about that. I mean, see, this is what I'm saying. If you want to have the debate, have the debate. Have it on a level playing field. Say, okay, you want to ban AR-15s? You want to go down that slippery slope. Let's have a fair debate and say, okay, you want to ban AR-15s? Maybe we start by saying, if you're on one of X pharmaceutical drugs, if you're on one of X, SRI reuptake inhibitor, whatever it's called, then you can't buy a gun. You can't buy an AR-15. Oh, but we can't do that because that would hurt the medical industry. We can't do that. That would hurt Big Pharma. Big Pharma runs the media, baby. Big Pharma runs this government, baby. Big Pharma says, shut up, bitch. We're taking your guns. You're not going to stop us from poisoning the youth of this country. We're going to keep poisoning people like Nicholas Cruz. We'll just make sure that you can't get a gun.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Following last week's mass shooting that left 17 dead at a Florida high school, lawmakers in various states have launched proposals to arm teachers. Adon Salazar reports that legislators in Florida are drafting an amendment to a bill which would legalize the carry of firearms on school grounds. If passed, the bill would let employees carry guns on campuses if they passed background checks and were certified with training created by the state's criminal justice standards. Florida joins several other states that are drafting legislation that would allow some public school teachers and administrators to receive firearms training and be authorized to carry concealed weapons during the school day. In a press release Thursday, Representative Will Ainsworth said, "Our children are sitting ducks in gun-free schools, and as the parent of three public school students, I believe we must act now in order to prevent another tragedy." Currently, about one-third of states allow teachers to carry firearms on campus. Leanne McAdoo, InfoWars.com.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation. Matt in Ohio, you're on the air. Another Matt, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, listen, I just wanted to say real quick, I'm a longtime listener of InfoWars, and I just wanted to say that the T-shirts that you guys are offering are absolutely fantastic, and that really is a great way to deal with this battle in the InfoWar. It might seem like a simple thing, but particularly these slogan T-shirts that you guys got up right now are absolutely amazing.
Well, thank you. My favorite new one is the "Don't Tread on Me," but said it says "Won't Tread on Me," and it's a big Dayglow snake, Gadsden snake, and then it's got the American flag, InfoWars.com on the right arm. I mean, that's a great way just to meet like-minded people and spread the word and also exercise free speech. And the newest one is Trigger Warning T-shirt. Trigger Warning T-shirt, which is the symbol of a trigger with a yield sign, and then InfoWars.com on the back. That is the new shirt of the month, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
It's so ridiculous. During the break, we were just discussing some of the topics here. And that was an older chart. Brazil isn't number one anymore. But Brazil is still, I mean, definitely top three probably. Maybe number two now behind Mexico. And now in Brazil, the military just had to take over the favelas in Rio de Janeiro. So you literally have military now on the streets of the favelas in Rio de Janeiro, in Brazil. And of course, you've got a presidential election coming up there too that's going to be huge, with Bolsonaro, the nationalistic candidate, emerging right now. But oh my gosh, I was reminded during the break. So there's the news update. Brazil's military takes control of Rio de Janeiro because the favelas are getting so out of control, so crime-ridden. Ladies and gentlemen, here's the homicide rates. Now, this is from 2011. Again, Brazil is still up there, but Mexico surpassed Brazil for homicide rates, but Brazil is still up there, one of the more dangerous countries for homicides. Ladies and gentlemen, you can't have a gun in Brazil. You are not allowed to have a firearm in Brazil. Does that stop people from shooting each other? Has that stopped homicide rates? No. No. In fact, if you look at the homicide rates in the United States of America, where do they happen more than other places? Gun-free zones. Just look at Chicago. I mean, and then there's this whole other angle. See, that's the problem. This issue, you can't even deal with it. You can't even actually deal with this issue in a fair playing field, because whenever you want to have this debate, which they'll have, why is there no problem with Barack Obama running Operation Fast and Furious? Gets caught. Why is there no problem with that? They don't care. Oh, the FBI runs gun running schemes. Oh, the CIA runs gun running schemes. Oh, yeah. Oh, Operation Fast and Furious. Oh, sure. It's the very government behind the whole thing anyway. So the government runs the guns illegally. That's fine. No marches against that. No investigation there. Oh, but you want to have a gun, huh? I don't think so, buddy. Didn't you see that school shooting? We're taking your gun. Yeah. Well, why don't we have a good guy on the scene with a gun to protect the students? Shut up. You shut up. What, you want more dead students? No, I want to protect the students, so we have someone armed on the scene with a gun. Oh my gosh, how insensitive. Didn't you hear what the students said? They're marching to take the guns. Well, that's sad. They're being brainwashed by Nazi-style Soviet-era propaganda. Yeah. Yeah, we should get behind that. Let's get behind the Nazi propaganda telling you to turn your guns in. Yeah, that worked out real well for the Jews, didn't it? Yeah. But you don't care about that history, do you? No, how could you? You don't even know about it, an average leftist. By the way, I just want to put a total... I just want to put a finish to this Black Panther stuff, so I just want to put this out there. Black voter registration effort launched at Black Panther screenings. Now, again, I think that the politicization of this movie did not actually come from the filmmakers, did not actually come from Marvel, honestly, didn't even really come from the cast. You know, they talked about, oh, it's, you know, an all-black cast or whatever. Okay, fine, whatever. They were screening it for an African. It's in Africa. So, okay, people are black. Wow, I'm supposed to be offended by that? No, it's called making a movie. And doing it the right way. Not a bad movie. But they tried to make it this whole political thing, and they still are.
We're going to have black voter registration outside the Black Panther movie. Okay, we're going to just politicize everything now. You can't even go to the movies anymore without getting our political agenda rammed down your throat. Because I'm a nice, loving liberal. I'm a nice, loving, tolerant liberal. I'm very open-minded. And I'm just going to shove my opinion down your throat. That's what I'm going to do, yeah. Very loving, very liberal guy here. We're liberals. You know, we want everybody to have an open debate and conversation, and we'll come to it. And I'm kind of, I'm a liberal. It's supposed to mean free. But at the end of the day, shut up, racist, and shut up, Nazi. That's liberal now. Yeah. And I'm going to make sure that even though liberals are supposed to keep politics out of everything, that's kind of the point, is you're just liberal. You're free to do your own thing. But I'm a good liberal now, and I'm just going to shove my agenda down your throat. School shooting happens, I rush to the scene to shove my agenda down your throat. A new movie launches, I rush to the scene to shove my agenda down your throat. The NFL, I'm going to put somebody out there kneeling to shove my agenda down your throat. The NBA, LeBron James, the best player, I'm going to use LeBron James to shove my agenda down your throat.
They have destroyed everything. They can't have anything in this country anymore without shoving an agenda down our throat. That's why people watch sports. That's why people go to the movies. And the left is ruining it. You know why? Because that's what the left does. Look at Democrat-run cities. Look at what's happening in countries like Sweden and Germany, run by liberal politicians. They're losing their country. They're losing their culture. They're losing their lives. That's what the left does. It destroys. Because it's not really liberal. It's globalism wearing a liberal's mask. And it's sad that people fall for it. So let me just put a bow on that Russia deal, or on the Black Panther deal, and now you see where I want to go here. Trump, anger boils over with Russia probe. Well, it's about time. To be perfectly honest with you, I mean, I guess patience is the key, but I'm running out of patience every day, and we're already in year two now, And we've just got them caught red-handed. I mean, caught red-handed, guilty of treason, colluding at the topest levels of government. I mean, it's just such a joke. Mueller puts out his indictment document that proves, or, well, I mean, no collusion, no Trump-Russia collusion, no Americans knew what was going on. In fact, you know who got duped by it? Michael Moore. You know who showed up at the Russian paid-for Trump protest in New York? Yeah, that's right. The Russian paid-for Trump protest in New York City. You know who showed up? You know who got duped? Michael Moore. Michael Moore. There he is. Their own foot soldiers are the ones that got duped. They're the idiots. Every time. Just like Adam Schiff. Hi, Mr. Schiff. We are from Russia. We have some pictures of Trump. Adam Schiff. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm Adam Schiff. Yeah, I'll fall for that. Oh, yeah. Oh, a prank caller? You must be real. I'm so desperate for juice on Trump. I'm going to fall for a prank call. I'm Adam Schiff. I fell for a prank call. I'm a dumbass. I'm Michael Moore. I fell for a fake Trump protest paid for by Russians. I'm a dumbass. Yeah, that's Adam Schiff. That's Michael Moore falling for Russian propaganda. Literally, literally. Who has fallen for Russian propaganda? Who? Adam Schiff and Michael Moore. Voices on the left. Who colluded with Russia to influence the 2016 presidential election? Hillary Clinton. Fusion GPS. Christopher Steele. And they keep saying Trump. I mean, I can't even. These are the dumbest people in the history of the world. These are the dumbest people in the history of the world. And then, where did Mueller get his information? I'm telling you, this is so Twilight Zone. Guess who Mueller gets his information from? To release his indictment document, a Russian journalist. A Russian. So now, Robert Mueller is colluding with Russia. It's so insane. Oh, but you know what? At InfoWarsStore.com, you know, if you go to InfoWarsStore.com, we sell Russian flags. We sell Russian products. Everything's Russian at InfoWarsStore.com. It's all made in Russia, too. Oh, yes. Even though the labs are here in the United States, even though all of our T-shirts are American Patriot messages, our hats are you know, USA hats. Oh, it's Russian. It's Russian propaganda. InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste. Help us fund Russia. Help us fund Russia at InfoWarsStore.com. It's so ridiculous. Yeah. Oh my gosh, Alex is putting up new satellites. Alex is talking about expanding InfoWars.com. Oh, it's for Russia! It's all for Mother Russia! It's all absurd. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com, folks. 50% off Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste. You need to take advantage of this because we've decided to keep the special up, but we're about to sell out, folks. So we're gonna be out of Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste. I'm told at this rate, by the end of the week, and then we don't get another shipment in for about a month. So you need to buy Super Blue now if you're about to run out or if you want to try it because we're about to be sold out. It's 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Super Blue, fluoride-free toothpaste. No fluoride, but it's got the iodine. It's got the colloidal silver. It's the best toothpaste on earth, and it's 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality,
InfoWars, Biome Defense, Probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Adam Schiff has the intellectual capacity of a bug, but he thinks that the rest of the population is as dumb as he is. Here's John Bowne with that report.
And that is,
why not allow people
narrative.
To look at it and let Americans make the decision for themselves about whether it's useful information or not?
Well, because the American people, unfortunately, don't have the underlying materials, and therefore they can't see how distorted and misleading this document is.
Over at the Globalist Brain Trust of the Council of Foreign Relations, ranking member of the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence, Adam Schiff, held court while being interviewed by CFR media lackey and Alan Greenspan. Wife, Andrea Mitchell, openly insulting the Trump administration, brandishing his opinion of the intelligence of the American people.
As you can imagine, for understandable reasons, I tend to view a lot of what's happening sometimes through a Russia prism. It is really interesting when you look at the social media campaign the Russians undertook during the 2016 election that one of the wedges they chose, aside from race with the Black Lives Matter sort of mock web pages and advertisements, were ads focused on the Second Amendment. The
this
Russians
is like listening to a cockroach
of our Second
try
Amendment.
To talk to you intellectually.
One of their own.
Don't tell me, cockroach. Yes.
Running around with lots of
yes,
guns,
explain it to me, cockroach.
Really happy we do. They would like nothing better than if we were shooting each other every day, which sadly we are. Ultimately, we need a whole of government response to this, which we're not going to get as long as the commander-in-chief doesn't insist on it. And he's not going to insist on it because he views this as a threat to his legitimacy. Any acknowledgement of what the Russians did is a threat to his legitimacy at the very time where the Russians decided to be the least risk-averse, to jump into our elections with both feet in a very ham-handed way. It happened to be at the same time where one of the presidential candidates was willing to embrace that and not reject it, because I'm certain that had John McCain or Mitt Romney been the nominee in 2016, they would have said, Russia, butt the hell out.
What?
We don't need your help.
They didn't even run.
We despise your involvement.
Oh, my
gosh.
We're
not going to make use of your ill-gotten gains.
Trump even said that. I can't stand this guy.
But that's not who Donald Trump was.
Schiff went on to guarantee that Steve Bannon would face contempt charges.
Let me ask you about Steve Bannon, because he was at your committee yesterday. And tell me your concerns. Is it likely that he will be facing a contempt citation or not?
I think it is likely he'll face a contempt citation.
Brainwashed audience members couldn't contain their gleeful vitriol for the executive branch, basing their calls for impeachment on Schiff's bogus defense of the importance of the fraudulent Steele dossier and the Mueller witch hunt.
I just want to thank you for everything you're doing. You're one of the few voices of reason on TV there. And I just want to ask
you. Oh my gosh! Imagine being that stupid!
Impeachment. Seriously, do we have to wait to a new Congress because the GOP seems to have lost its spine?
Waiting to see if the House changes hands and if there might actually be a more reasonable prospect of impeachment than there is now with
yeah, America's Republican on the rebound. It's coming back. We need to stop it.
Elizabeth Boudin-Barron from the RAND Corporation. Given the difficulties and issues that you and others have raised, what can Congress do to better support organizations like the Global Engagement Center at the State Department in their mission to counter foreign state propaganda?
There are innumerable things that obviously
George Soros is fine, though.
Need to be done.
This biased country club of the deep state is where Schiff and his ilk feel comfortable and empowered, far away from the red pill crowd documenting and questioning their activities. Is it any wonder why House Intelligence member Devin Nunes has passed on the invitation to speak? John Bowne reporting for Infowars.com.
Well, I've got the solution, ladies and gentlemen. I've got it right here, right now. It's time to open a massive, I mean an enormous, mental health facility in the state of California and put Adam Schiff in it. Put all of them in it. Swalwell, Schiff, people who follow them. They all belong in a mental institution.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by Infowars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
You want to thumb your nose at Adam Schiff? Would you like to poke Adam Schiff in the eyeball? Well, you can't do that, unfortunately, and it wouldn't be right. You know, we're nice people. We don't want to poke Adam Schiff in the eye. Just, you know, figuratively, and you can do that by going to InfoWarsStore.com. See, Adam Schiff hates us. So if you want to bother Adam Schiff, you go to InfoWarsStore.com and you support us. And that drives him crazy to see InfoWars dominating the talking points, to see InfoWars controlling the news cycle. Whoa. You guys can't do that to me. They just popped up they just flashed a picture of bug-eyed Schiff. Yeah, if you want to poke them in those bug eyes, just go to InfoWarsStore.com. Now, you know that Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste, 50% off. We're about to run out of stock on that. Rush to the store to get that. But we've also got a new product, Icarin, right now at InfoWarsStore.com. This is a liver and kidney cleanse and function product that helps detoxify the body. It's also 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And the more toxins and diseases that find their way into your system, the more important it is that your body's detox systems can keep up, because your liver and kidneys are without a doubt the most important detoxifiers. It's time you took care of them like they take care of you with Icarin from InfoWarsLife.com and InfoWarsStore.com. It's got organic amla fruit in there, organic artichoke leaf, and all kinds of other stuff. The milk thistle extract, a powerful liver cleanse. Icarin, the 30-day liver cleanse at InfoWarsStore.com. The 30-day detox Icarin at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off right now. And it's got 4 reviews, this new product. Again, this is a new product, and it's at all 4 reviews, 5 stars. So just like the rest of the products at InfoWarsStore.com, it's the real deal. It's powerful. You will see the results. There's some of the reviews right there. Deep clean, 5 stars. The ultimate liver cleanse, 5 stars. I feel great, 5 stars. I'm just reading the subject here of the rating. I'm not reading the actual review there, but they're all 5-star reviews on Icarin at InfoWarsStore.com, and it's 50% off right now. So 50% off Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste, that that's going to be over with soon because we're going to run out of it. And then 50% off Icarin, the liver cleanse, at InfoWarsStore.com. Where should I go now? You know, there's this, social media is such an interesting topic right now to discuss because you've got the one angle that social media is also kind of irrelevant. Not in a sense that it's totally irrelevant, but it's irrelevant in a sense that, I don't know, probably half the population just isn't on it. They're just not there. And so they make this, they build up social media as if it's the know-all, end-all, be-all of public opinion. But it's not. It's totally fake. And all leftist, liberal, anti-Trump opinions are propped up on Twitter. They get all the retweets. They work congruently, all of the celebrities and everybody, to decide what talking points, what hashtags, what narratives they go with on social media. And so the dumbest liberal, just some low-level brainwashed minion, will tweet something out, and then they'll decide, oh, let's retweet this. And so it gets all the retweets. They prop it up on social media, and they act like, oh, that's the public opinion. Oh, it must be true now, even though it's totally fake, totally convoluted. And most conservatives, of the half of the population that's probably not on social media, 90% of them are probably conservatives. That's been my experience. When I talk to people not on social media, it's always a conservative. It's like every liberal has social media. Most conservatives over the age of 30 or 40 don't care about social media, never were on there, never want to be on there. So it's a double-edged sword. One, they pretend like this opinion on social media is the popular opinion, even though it's not accurate because most conservatives are not on social media. It's just true. Flyover country, you know, the average small business owner or whatever, unless they're trying to market their business, they're not on social media. They're not tweeting about their political opinions. They're not tweeting about current events. They're not reading about it. They don't care. They aren't there. So that's one of the lies of social media. But then there's the other aspect that the opinions and the topics and the trends are all fake. They're all propped up with fake bots and fake collusion between liberals on the left to decide this is what we're going to retweet. This is what we're going to make trend. This is how we're going to silence conservatives. So you get Twitter and Facebook and YouTube and all of them consciously censoring conservatives, consciously censoring Trump supporters, consciously censoring InfoWars, and then also consciously propping up opinions and tweets and posts or whatever that they agree with. And then they use that to act like that's public opinion, even though most conservatives aren't even on that platform. They don't have time. They do not care. But this is part of the brainwashing. This is part of the twisting of information and twisting of narratives to try to get the public to believe things that are not there. Like, oh yeah, most people want gun control after this. No, they don't. They never did, and they never will. And I'll be honest, I don't even want to comment on this shooting stuff right now because it's just getting weirder and weirder. And for once, I don't want you to take this the wrong way. It's just like, for once, can we just, I mean, I don't want to cover any school shootings. I don't want to cover a shooting ever. It's not fun. It's terrible. And then you have to actually report on it and try to figure out what's going on. That makes it even worse. But it's like every shooting now or everything, there's always something else. There's always something behind it. There's always another ripple. And then it's like, God, I really have to go there again. Multiple eyewitnesses saying multiple shooters. Sheriff Israel, apparently friends with Hillary Clinton, apparently some old lover of Sheriff Israel makes a post on social media about, you know, alleged activity with them. I mean, it's just like, what is going on? And then the left uses it just like they use everything like this to push their political agenda. Truth doesn't matter when it comes to these people. Life doesn't matter when it comes to these people. It's all about hate and it's all about their political agenda. Which at the end of the day, their political agenda is wearing a mask for the globalist political agenda, which is to end America, because you cannot have a world government without America. And I keep coming back to this story because it's the ultimate truth. It's always been this way. It will never change. America, number one enemy at World Government Summit. Because you cannot have a world government with America. America will never bow down to a world government. America will never bow down to reality. We, the people of this republic, are independent. We decide our own destiny. We decide our own fate. And that's what the left wants to take away. They want to decide your destiny. They want to decide your fate. They are the control freaks. They hate children. Look at their responses to this stuff. We need to abort more babies so less school shootings happen. Wow, you're sick in the head. That's how you respond to that. And look at, just look at some of the crap that comes out of the left here. This woman cannot keep out of the headlines now. Christina Garcia, a California assemblywoman, every day now a new story comes out about how she has allegations against her for sexual misconduct. Why do I cover Christina Garcia? Oh, I don't know, because she's one of the high profile hashtag Me Too movement activists. Oh, the hashtag Me Too movement activists has been, charged with sexual assault, has been accused of sexual assault here. Oh, groping male staffers, encouraging people to get drunk, playing spin the bottle. Oh, you mean another liberal is a total fraud? Oh, you mean another liberal is a total fake? Oh, you mean another liberal is a total liar? Oh, you mean another liberal is just a total lying scumbag? Oh, and another, let me repeat that. It's not just a liberal. Another liberal activist is a total fraud. Another liberal activist is a total liar. Oh, they all are. That's why Michael Moore gets duped into going to a Russian march. That's why they all have armed guards but want to take your weapons.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You know, I've got some talking points here about Caveman from InfoWarsLife.com. But instead of going with those talking points, let me just give you what I've experienced personally. From all the wives' tales in every culture, we know that the bones have the essence. We know chicken noodle soup is great for people that are sick. Again, in every culture, this has been reported because it works. And there's no way to quantify how strong this is, but the amount of bone protein and the amount of marrow and the amount of concentrated life force that is in this is incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, whether it's for your joints, whether it's for your arteries and your veins, whether it's for your brain, whether it's for energy, this, ladies and gentlemen, is the strongest, most concentrated bone broth formula out there, and it's amazing. Find out for yourself today at InfoWarsStore.com what it can do for you and your family. And again, I want to thank you all for your support. You are funding the information war in 2018. InfoWars Live is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. We have found an extraordinary new natural way to help alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory health and normal breathing. This is pollen block. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs from specific farms experienced less seasonal distress symptoms like runny nose, itchy watery eyes, and excessive mucus production. They began studying the effects in published trials, in their published trials. Now we are introducing the fruit of the research, a fast-acting chewable tablet. Just chew two tablets at the first sign of seasonal distress, and fast-acting pollen block starts working in about 15 minutes to help alleviate seasonal distress. Enjoy the air you breathe naturally with fast-acting pollen block, available now at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer filling in for Alex today. Coming up in the fourth hour, Gerald Celente will be taking over. In the meantime, I am going to hit some of these news headlines, and then I'm going to take your phone calls. So we're going to go ahead and open up the phone lines now for your phone calls. 1-877-789-ALEX, 1-877-789-ALEX, 1-877-789-2539. I'll take your phone calls on whatever you want to talk about. If you want to talk about the Black Panther movie, what you thought about it, if you want to talk about this school shooting and the Democrat left response, or any other details of that, you can talk about that. The Russian collusion delusion with Mueller's indictments coming out that he got by colluding with Russia, that they tried to bury in the midst of the high school shooting in Florida. Any of that is on the table for your phone call. So let me just clear out the rest of these headlines before we go to the phone calls. So this was a, I'm not sure what you want to think about this story. Hopefully it was just an innocent mistake. Trump motorcade driver stopped after gun found in his possession. So one of the cars of Trump's motorcade, it was actually the press vehicle, and the driver had a firearm in his bag. He got Secret Service found that, and he said it was a mistake. He meant to put that bag in his personal vehicle. He accidentally put that bag in the motorcade vehicle, so he says it was an innocent mistake. However, because of the incident, all motorcade drivers have been relieved of their duty, and now we have a new crop of motorcade drivers. So you had that story today. Hopefully that's not evidence of an attempt to assassinate President Trump, but we know that that's what the political left is trying to do right now. And it's really, again, it's the left-right thing, the whole left-right thing we use because it's the current lexicon and that's the way we talk about these things. But the left, as I explained, is the globalist movement with a liberal mask on. So what's really behind the curtain of the modern day left, what's really behind the curtain of the modern day Democrats is a globalist anti-America initiative. Now, the leaders of this are well aware of it, like Hillary Clinton, George Soros. Then you have the lower level minions like the Adam Schiffs and the Eric Swalwells, which by my estimation are either blackmailed politicians or just that stupid. I mean, you look at an Eric Swalwell, you look at an Adam Schiff, and you say combined the IQ probably doesn't reach triple digits. So that's just what you get there. But they make jokes about it, killing Trump in the movies, killing Trump in the public theater, you know, killing Trump in the music videos, holding up the decapitated Trump head, having Obama's portrait artist is the same guy who depicts white women being beheaded. So, you know, it's all about hatred of America, hatred of Trump, kill, 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 kill. And then they say, you're the party of violence. You won't ban the guns, as they literally talk about killing Trump every day. So this is just the level of the Twilight Zone that we live in. Meanwhile, Houghton man charged with child molestation for a second time. This is the kind of story that makes you sick. This is the kind of story, I mean, these people want to talk about gun control, but they don't want border control. So Daniel Hernandez Del Angel, 43 years old, he was first arrested on January 25th after he was charged with first degree rape of a 7-year-old girl for the second time. Then a week ago, he gets charged with sexual relations he had with the girl's mother when she was 11. So now you've got multiple accusations of this Del Angel raping young girls and having sexual lewd sex acts with young girls. And then what do you find out? He's been living in the United States illegally for 22 years. Now tell me, why wasn't he sent back home or permanently to jail the first time he was accused of raping a young girl? You know why? Because the ACLU, ladies and gentlemen, if the ACLU, if every member of the ACLU was disbarred and the ACLU was shut down tomorrow, so many problems in this country would cease to exist, you wouldn't even believe it. The ACLU is always behind the protection of these illegal immigrants, stating that they have rights. No, they don't. Now, if you want to rewrite the law and say that a citizen from Mexico gets to enjoy all the rights of an American citizen, that's what the ACLU would like to do. That's the argument they make in court. Well, then why have a border? Why have a country? Why are you the American Civil Liberties Union? Why not just be called the Planet Earth Civil Liberties Union? Because you don't believe in America. You don't believe in a border. You think that every citizen of planet Earth should enjoy the same privileges that we get here in America, which is nice. I wish that were the case, but it's not the case. So we have to protect our own interests. But that's not what the ACLU does. They protect the interests of Daniel Hernandez Del Angel, who has been charged with raping a young girl. Been in the country illegally 22 years. Why do you think that is? You can thank the ACLU for that. And so if you want to go down the liberal mindset of the blame game, I think we should blame the ACLU for that 7-year-old girl getting raped. I mean, it was the ACLU that kept this illegal citizen here. It was the lawyers. It was the liberals in California. They are the ones that kept this illegal citizen here so that he could rape a little girl, allegedly. So if the NRA is going to get blamed for any time a gun shows up at the scene of a crime, why can't we blame the liberals every time one of their illegal immigrants rapes or murders somebody? You're not allowed to think that way. That's a thought crime. The liberals control your mind now. Accept illegal immigrant rape. Accept the illegal immigrants killing people. Accept it. Oh, hi, I'm trans age. Yes, I just raped 3 kids, but I'm trans age. The ACLU says that I have the civil liberties to say I'm trans age. I need to just clear through the rest of this deck. Olympic ratings fall to 2018 low. So the ratings are so bad this year. My theory is because the media is now anti-American. Watching the Olympics cheering for American athletes is being pro-American. They tell you to hate America, so now they all hate America. So why would they watch the Olympics and cheer for America? They hate America. Russian curler fails drug test. Authorities explore sabotage possibility. With everything going on that's anti-Russia, now I'm wondering if the Russians weren't sabotaged for these Olympics just to make them look bad, just to make their public image look bad. And now it's being looked at. So that's crazy. North Korean athletes to face hellish gulag fate of 1966 World Cup squad. What are you talking about? Communism is loving. North Korea is loving. Didn't you see CNN and MSNBC gushing and fawning over Kim Jong-un's sister? North Korean gulag fate? No. They just walk you in there and Kim Jong-un's sister gives you a hug for trying. Speaking of communism failing, in Colombia border town, desperate Venezuelans are selling their hair to survive. Okay. That's how communism works. George Soros' son donated over $500,000 to Democrat committees and campaigns last year. Oh, just like his father George Soros spending millions on local elections. Admiral warns U.S. should prepare for possible war with China. Okay. So there's your news. There's everything for you to dissect while we go to this break. When we come back on the other side, the callers are lit up and ready to go. That's where we'll go. This is the Alex Jones Show. Infowars.com, Infowarsstore.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
Let's talk to Victor in Florida. Victor, you're calling. Go ahead.
Yes. Hi, Alex. First, I just want to mention, if people just go and try the products, they will be ordering all the time. I've ordered several of the products over and over because it's amazing. In particular, Silver Bullet, as soon as I start to feel like I get a little sick, you know, maybe like a little raspiness in my throat, I drop some Silver Bullet and it, like, I'll still feel a little sick, but it won't last as long. And I just ordered the body, the Alpha Power, and the Pollen Block.
Well, let me just say something, Victor. It's people like you that then fund the whole operation, because a very small percentage of people buy products and a very small percentage of them buy a lot of the products. So thank you. But when you mention the Silver Bullet colloidal silver, it's got thousands of reviews, a 98% review. It is our highest reviewed product because it is from the top lab in the country, discounted high quality colloidal silver. And it's not a Silver Bullet, but it's the closest thing you're going to find to a Silver Bullet.
Top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Introducing Floralife, the new probiotic line developed exclusively by InfoWars Life after years of research on the human microbiome. Not all probiotics are made the same. Floralife probiotics use a unique targeted delivery system that bypasses the stomach and releases directly into the intestines for maximum effect. This is critical because stomach acid kills most probiotics. So if you don't have a targeted delivery probiotic, then you're cheating your gut health and your wallet. Floralife supports your body's core, where you need it most, including digestion, regularity, immunity, the gut lining, and metabolism. Did you know that over 80% of your immune system is located in your gut? That's why increasing gut probiotic levels is so important for overall health. Floralife is sold as a 15 billion probiotic for everyday maintenance care and a 50 billion probiotic for a 30-day advanced gut restoration program. Head to InfoWarsLife.com to pick up your bottle of Floralife probiotics today. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
The Adam Schiff Center for Mental Health. The Adam Schiff Mental Health Center. Sorry, we're just brainstorming ideas here for when we open the mental health facility that is desperately needed in this country right now for Adam Schiff and the rest of the liberal maniacs out there. Yeah, I think the mental health center, the Adam Schiff Mental Health Facility, or the Adam Schiff Mental Health Center. And then you can have an Eric Swalwell wing and a Nancy Pelosi wing and a Maxine Waters wing. It just depends on how mentally insane you are. So like top mental insane wing, that's like your top floor. That's where you put your Maxine Waters. Then the floor down, that's where you put your Nancy Pelosi's. Then you got your Adam Schiff's, your Eric Swalwell. So we're just brainstorming names here. The Adam Schiff Mental Health Center. I kind of like that one. It rolls off the tongue. The Adam Schiff Center for Mental Health. Oh yeah, I'm dead serious. Thousands, if not tens of thousands of people in this country they belong in a mental institution. I mean, they really do. And you're not going to be able to write a law for that, but think about it like this. This is how you know they're mentally deranged, because they cannot think on a straight path. It's just like if an officer is trying to figure out if you can drive while drunk, or an officer is trying to figure out if you should get a DUI or not, what do? They have you walk in a straight line. Can you walk in a straight line? All right, so you try to walk in a straight line. And if you're fumbling all over, you can't walk in a straight line. You're intoxicated, you need to go to jail. Same thing, you can use that same dynamic when you're talking about, you can use that same principle when you're talking about political issues. They can't walk in a straight line. For example, they want to bring in voters from other countries. They want to bring in all these illegal immigrants and give them amnesty from other countries and get them to vote. Well, what is that? That's influencing our election. That's foreigners influencing our election. But if it's Russians commenting on social media, well, that has to stop. So bringing in as many illegal immigrants to vote as possible, A-OK. Russians posting on social media about the American election, we need to have a full-on investigation. See, that's not walking in a straight line. You're drunk. How about this one? We're going to have a march for our lives for gun control. We're going to have a march for our lives for gun control. You're anti-life. You're pro-abortion. So the same group of people that want gun control to protect life want abortion to stop life. Again, you're drunk. You can't walk in a straight line. How about the Russian collusion delusion? Trump colluded with Russia. Trump's colluding with Russia. We have no evidence, but they keep telling us it. So Trump is colluding with Russia, and that's bad. Russians bad. Russians bad. Trump can't collude with Russia. Russia bad. Oh, where did they get all of the intelligence to form the Russian collusion narrative? From Russians. Where did the information come for the Steele dossier? Russian intelligence sources. Where did the information come for Mueller's indictment? Russian journalists. You're drunk. Go home, left. The political left in America is drunk. They're wasted on their own pride. They're wasted on their own fake news. They are wasted. They need to be put in a political drunk tank until they sober up. Let's now go to your phone calls. Let's start with Eric in New Mexico. I want the callers to make it quick. I want to take as many as possible. So get on the air and make your point. Go ahead, Eric.
Hey, Owen, how you doing? I just wanted to throw some things out I noticed about the shooting. First off, the attorney general, I believe it was for Florida, I saw her on, it was either...
Yeah, Tucker, Pam Bondi.
Yeah, I saw her on it was either Tucker or Hannity about a week before, and she was actively calling for charges against the Clintons. Next thing I noticed is that because of this shooting, we have completely negated any of the Russian collusion narrative, any of the charges being cleared against Trump for, you know, no American was involved in this. So we've completely ignored that. Mm. And then the last thing I just want to throw out there at you, Owen, is they're kind of going after the mentally ill now. And what I'm worried about, and like how they're working this gun ownership thing, if anyone's ever taken a prescription medication for depression or anxiety, this could be used to, you know, further attack the Second Amendment.
And I'm just I think you're right. And people will say I'm hypocritical because of the things I'm saying. I'm not calling for laws against this. I'm not saying that this, well, maybe it should happen. I'm not saying it will happen. I'm not saying I'm going to call for it, but it's the same dynamic though, where they want to have a gun debate, but they don't want to have a gun debate because they won't say what you're saying, Eric. All they say is ban guns, take away guns. That's not a gun debate. That's a demand. If you have a debate, you say, okay, well, let's look at some other aspects here. Let's see what's fair. Let's see what's legal. And then you say, like Eric said, well, let's look into some of the mental health aspects of this and maybe, you know, SSRI drugs or something. See, to me, that's a debate. That to me is an actual debate about actual issues, not a demand.
Absolutely. And if we do have the mental health debate, I mean, maybe we're even approaching that wrong. I mean, I'm a big follower of the Professor Jordan Peterson. And when you start looking at how he's, you know, talking about things in society, maybe we have to relook at some of these questions. And maybe this is why we see more kids hurting themselves and adults being depressed.
Bingo. See, you want to have a debate. You want to look at the angles. You want to have a fair debate. Okay, yeah, what video games are kids playing? What media are they watching? They're watching violent media. I mean, Black Panther comes out. I mean, that's an action film. There's a lot of violence, a lot of death, stabbing. I mean, okay, so does that desensitize kids? And again, I mean, we're the real liberals. I mean, I don't want to ban things. I don't want to censor things. That's not me. I'm saying if you want to have a debate, let's have a debate on issues. Thank you so much for the call, Nate. Or excuse me, Eric. Let's now go to Kevin in New Hampshire. Go ahead, Kevin.
Hey, Owen. How's it going? First-time caller here. Was calling in because I was listening to you talk about the whole left-right dichotomy, how they're trying to split us right down the middle. It's classic divide and conquer. And, I mean, I'm even wearing the shirt today. It says right on it, less Democrat, less Republican, more Constitution. Because, I mean, really, what it really comes down to, there is no left, there is no right, no Republican, Democrat anymore. It's, as you've been saying, it's either you're for America and you're a nationalist or you're a globalist and, you know, the hell with the rest of us. And the answer is no. Not only that, I'm a 5-year veteran of the armed services. I'll omit what service for my own privacy, but thing is, I made an oath to the Constitution. That is what I give authority to be governed under.
Yeah, so did everybody in Congress. So did everybody on the bench, too.
Well, fine. Then, if they're breaking their oath, it's the same as if we break our oath.
Yep.
We get punished under UCMJ, punish them under the Constitution. Or, better yet, charge them all with perjury.
I like it. No, I think it's brilliant. It's a simple solution, and it's a lawful solution.
Absolutely. They broke their oath, and that, there you have it. They swore before God and everybody on the Bible or whatever they swore on that they would uphold and defend the Constitution. They're not doing that. They've just committed perjury. Let's start charging them.
Perjury and treason. You're 100% right, Kevin. That nails it right on the head. Thank you for the call. Let's go to Claude calling in from California. Go ahead, Claude.
Owen, first-time caller. I think it's about time we abolish the gun-free zone policy. I think it's an open invitation to terrorists, both foreign and domestic, to attack with impunity, knowing that it's a very soft target. Mm. And I think that there are teachers that are ex-veterans or law enforcement. And as you mentioned earlier, there are teachers that can go through a program and become trained. Obviously, students should not be allowed to carry guns to school, but that could be part of the school's policy. But a blanket gun-free zone policy, to me, seems like an open invitation to bad actors.
You're 100% right, and history tells us that story. Common sense tells us that story. Ooh, I'm a mass shooter. Where do I want to go? A place where no one would have a gun. And we're not suggesting you turn schools into some military zone. It's just like on a plane. You don't know where the flight marshal is. You don't know where the armed security is. But it's there to protect you in case. Why can't we apply that to schools? Because the left hates it, and they want to abolish the Second Amendment.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin.
Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Electrify your day with Secret 12. It's like lightning in a bottle. We all have days in which we just can't seem to perform at the level we'd like to. InfoWars Life Secret 12 is designed to naturally energize your body and mind with two great tasting and super high quality forms of vitamin B12. Proper vitamin and nutrient intake is essential to keep your body functioning at optimum levels. The reality is, it's hard to take in the proper amount of vitamins we need each day with our modern diets. Secret 12 by InfoWars Life is an easy way to naturally upgrade your vitamin B12 intake and support your body's natural systems. It pairs two forms of vitamin B12 into one explosive formula. Vitamin B12 supports healthy energy levels through red blood cell formation and aiding in the body's natural processes, but it also assists with many other functions of the body. Electrify your mind and body and take your health to the next level. Experience the power of Secret 12 at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
You know, I've got some talking points here about Caveman from InfoWarsLife.com. But instead of going with those talking points, let me just give you what I've experienced personally. From all the wives' tales in every culture, we know that the bones have the essence. We know chicken noodle soup is great for people that are sick. Again, in every culture, this has been reported because it works. And there's no way to quantify how strong this is, but the amount of bone protein and the amount of marrow and the amount of concentrated life force that is in this is incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, whether it's for your joints, whether it's for your arteries and your veins, whether it's for your brain, whether it's for energy, this, ladies and gentlemen, is the strongest, most concentrated bone broth formula out there, and it's amazing. Find out for yourself today at InfoWarsStore.com what it can do for you and your family. And again, I want to thank you all for your support. You are funding the information war in 2018.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
It's just so fake. It's so ridiculous to call for gun control from the government. You know, that's just what Hitler did, Stalin did, you know, the violent mass murderers they are. They called for gun control too. They used the government to confiscate weapons. But that's what the left is calling for, even though they say Hitler's so bad. They love all of Hitler's gun control policies somehow. It's funny how that works. Oh yeah. But where is the same? I mean, it's just so ridiculous. Trump. Look at all the people that the United States has armed. Moderate rebels in Syria. Moderate rebels for proxy wars all over the Middle East. Iran, Ukraine, I mean, oh, but the American citizens can't have a gun. Disarm the American citizens. Here, Ukraine, you want some firearms? Yeah. Saudi Arabia, you want some firearms? Oh, yeah. Oh, moderate rebels in Syria, here, have some guns. Oh, hell yeah. You, the American citizen, you sit down and shut up. You don't get a gun. You're a bad person for even wanting a gun. You're responsible for every mass shooting because you got a gun. The government just armed like five different regimes. Well, I mean, come on, they're not Americans, so who cares? All right, let's go to Sam in Oklahoma. Wants to talk Black Panther. Go ahead, Sam.
I heard that in the original casting of the Black Panther, it included Elijah Wood and Viggo Mortensen, and they were going to be the Tolkien white guys. That's a little joke for you, Info Warriors. In all seriousness, the Black Panther movie was Pope Francis's race baiting all over again. They're the ones with the alien technology, the secret citizenry throughout the world, a global spy network.
Well, I'll say, if they were really trying to push that political message, they really blew it because they used a nationalist background to promote it.
Well, the Vatican is a tiny kingdom that is the center of this global terrestrial kingdom. And also, the name of it, Wakanda, is only one letter away from the Ugandan word for God.
Oh, I think I understand what you're saying now. You're saying that Wakanda in the movie is more a representation of the Vatican's secrets.
Absolutely.
Okay, and, now I see what you're saying. Okay.
Absolutely. And there's always two sides to these so-called resistance freedom fighter movements. I've actually been taken captive in the foreign mission field by leftist rebels. I know a little bit about how they really operate. And there's always two sides. There's a militant arm, there's a political arm.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe in the United States within the Black nationalist movement that I respectfully disagree with Alex, that Martin Luther King was always part of a subversive movement that was communist-backed.
Yeah, I've heard that stuff, and Russia claims to have those documents. I just choose not to go down that battlefield, and, I mean, we should just choose to uplift Martin Luther King and his message. I do know what you're saying, and it's kind of shaky ground. But real quick, though, did you actually see the movie Black Panther?
I went and saw it, and, you know, the fight scenes were great. The special effects were great. I did not like it. I liked Proud Mary a great deal with Danny Glover playing a bad guy. That was cool. I saw that twice in the theater. But it didn't have the baiting that was in this. And you know,
yeah, I didn't think it wasn't as bad as I thought it was. As far as overt political messages and stuff, I didn't really get bothered by it. I didn't feel like it was overwhelming the film to me.
The king's a shaman king. He's a priest as well as a king. This is what the Pope has always claimed to be.
Yeah, now that you say that actually makes sense. You're saying that the Wakanda thing representing kind of the Vatican, that actually makes sense to me because the secrets of the Vatican are the real secrets. I mean, the Vatican is hoarding so much ancient technology, so much ancient history. It's honestly a sin probably. I mean, the Catholic Church goes onto these holy grounds where they make these discoveries and then they put a church on top of it so no one else can excavate. And then they send everything to the Vatican. Thank you for the call, Sam. I got to move on. Let's go to Mimi in Tennessee. You want to talk about a segment you saw on NBC with Sheriff Israel? Go ahead, Mimi.
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay. On NBC, I've seen where Israel pleaded with lawmakers in Tallahassee, the state capital, and Washington to give police the power to detain people if they see something on social media.
Yeah, that's right.
If they see graphic pictures of rifles.
And that's already happening now. People are being arrested for that.
That is just unbelievable. We have to get Washington in the red. We got to get a lot of people don't think the midterms are important, but they are. They are very important.
So oh, absolutely. The midterms are everything now.
Yeah, we need to get out there and vote and vote red into Washington. In fact, here in Tennessee, a friend of mine, if you go to HankHamblinForCongress.com, he is running for the vacant seat of Jimmy Duncan, and we need to get him in there. So all my fellow Tennesseans in 2nd District, you need to go to that website. Let's get Mr. Hamblin. He's a 26-year wounded war veteran And we need to get him in Jimmy Duncan's vacant seat and vote red in Tennessee, vote red across the nation. We have to do this because they're going to take our gun rights away. And as well, if a hunter was to put a picture up of their deer on social media like they do here in Tennessee in the wintertime, are they going to come and get them and detain them in a mental hospital for 72 hours?
Well, if the Democrats get control, yes. Hopefully that's not going to happen. But, you know, it's interesting. It's interesting what you're talking about here, because there are I don't think the Democrats have a chance to win because they don't have the money and they don't have the message. They're going to go with the same losing message they've been going with for years now, which is Trump bad, Trump bad, Trump bad. And now there's kind of an undertone to that that's becoming more prevalent, that's anti-America, anti-America, anti-America. So they can't win an election with the message. They really don't have a chance to win back the House, except what you just brought up, which is many Republicans stepping down. A lot of Republicans are resigning. And now I'm starting to wonder if there might be something else to that. And I'll just leave that right there for food for thought. But that's the only threat right now that the Republicans have, is that so many Republicans are stepping down from their seat. So they lose that incumbent power. So that means it's even more important now for people to get educated in their local elections, now that it's basically a lot of fresh faces coming in and a lot of Republican incumbents aren't running. So that is going to be very key. If the Democrats get Congress in the midterms, I mean, they're going to go for impeachment. They're going to go for gun bans. I mean, it's going to be honestly, I mean, it could honestly be civil war. If they go for Trump and the guns, it'll probably be civil war. And that's what the Democrats want, because that's what the globalists want. They have to bring America to its knees so that the global government can take over. Thank you for the call, Mimi. Let's go to Barry in Florida, who wants to talk about the shootings. Go ahead, Barry. Barry, are you there? Bueller.
If you have a couple of coincidences, you know, that's one thing. But when you have many, then to me it doesn't become a coincidence. February 14th was the 45th day of the year. What else is 45? Our president. Initially they said his middle name was DeJesus, and now they retracted that. So I think it's maybe Jacob, but it also...
Jacob was on the official police report, and the reports that reported him as DeJesus could never be confirmed.
Right. Well, it also, February 14th was Ash Wednesday. The sheriff's name is Israel. The name of the school, Marjorie Stoneman Douglas, as you probably reported, she was a very liberal conservative, and she didn't want them draining the Everglades, which is how Florida has been built. So draining the Everglades is also known as a swamp. And lastly, the other crazy coincidence is the town is Parkland, which also happened to be the name of the hospital where JFK was brought after he was assassinated. These are crazy coincidences.
Well, I can't deny the coincidences if true. I mean, I'm not saying you're lying, but I can't deny the coincidences if true. But I mean, do you think, I mean, it's crazy. So what, you think this whole thing was manufactured, or is that just an act of God trying to send us a message? Or I mean, what are you getting at here?
Well, you know, we know that there's a deep state, and, you know, we know that, MK Ultra and mind control has been around.
And the shooter said that he heard demons telling him to shoot the school up.
Exactly. So who knows? I don't know. You know, I don't know, but these are so many coincidences. It's just kind of mind boggling.
You know, speaking of coincidences, thank you for the call, Barry. You notice the way that he spells Nicholas is actually in a Russian way with the K. I'm surprised they haven't come after this for Russia. Oh, Russian are bad. Russians are bad. No, the sad truth of it is this individual was probably soul-sucked and brainwashed by media, by the big pharmaceutical pills he was taking, and then he probably had a tough social time. You combine all that, you get the elements of a mass shooter. Now, were there other things going on? One has to wonder, considering the focused attack on the guns by the Democrats and the left since this has gone down.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first, just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy t-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, You are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
New from Emmerich's Essentials, fragrance-free natural deodorant for your body care needs. Playing basketball in the dry summer heat really makes me sweat. To maintain my game, I need all the confidence I can get. That's why I use Emmerich's Essentials natural deodorant, made with organic ingredients. This deodorant combines mineral crystals with natural botanicals to ionize odor, keeping me fresh throughout the day. While shooting hoops, the last thing I want is sweaty armpits making my hands slippery and the ball wet. That's why I recommend Emmerich's Essentials fragrance-free deodorant. Even though it's unscented, it's effective at combating strong body odor, and I don't have to worry about any unwanted allergic reactions to my sensitive skin. Whether you're a guy or gal, the last thing you want to be worried about is your deodorant. No petroleum-based ingredients, 100% natural, and cruelty-free. Stay in the game with Emmerich's Essentials fragrance-free natural deodorant. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Watch me! Watch me!
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
All right, Gerald Celente's about to take over here. Last segment with me. So let me get another caller through here. Let's go to Scott calling in from Idaho. Go ahead, Scott. Hey guys, let's get Scott on air here.
You're great.
Go ahead, Scott.
Okay. I wanted to put a quick plug in for the Survivor Shield X2 and the Secret 12. Great product. If I could afford more, I do it all the time. I've been doing Survival Shield X2 for the past 5 years. Long-time listener. I love your products. Okay, let's get to the point. The Dick Act of 1902, also known as the Militia Bill, House Rule 11654 on June 28, 1902, invalidates all so-called gun control laws. It cannot be repealed. And here they are, trying to do it again. They can't do it, man. This act cannot be repealed. I say every caller, every info warrior needs to call the White House. Leave a message for our great president, Donald Trump, which I voted for, and remind him of the Dick Act. And don't take our guns away. That's about all I got to say, Owen.
Well, thank you for the call, and thank you for that history lesson, Scott. That's good stuff there. Reaffirming the Second Amendment there. Pull that up again, guys. What was he said it was the Dick Act, but I think that was actually a nickname. The Militia Act of 1903. The Militia Act of 1903. Yeah. Oddly enough, I believe there's also been legislation passed that says you cannot practice the religion of Islam in this country, too. Just another random factoid. And that's because they find that it's actually more of a political thing, and it's actually intolerant of other religions. When Islam gets involved, it takes over the government, and it doesn't tolerate other religions. That's why they wrote those laws years ago. This story is breaking at InfoWars.com right now. Democrat teacher organizes anti-gun meeting for Florida shooting survivors. You know, again, it's sad. I feel bad for these kids. I feel bad for the school. But you cannot let emotion dictate your decisions in such a perilous time like this, because it tends to cloud your judgment and you can't really think clearly. But this is a different scenario, because this is just a teacher with an agenda. This is just a teacher with an agenda who, like, I think it was Alinsky said, or someone said, never let a good crisis go to waste. So this Democrat teacher, like an average liberal these days, sees a moment of weakness in a moment of mourning and decides to push their political agenda in the middle of it, because they don't care about people's feelings. They care about their agenda. That's what you find out about these Democrats. They always put their agenda first. Always. Always. So yes, this is a total leftist organized, leftist event, politicized event, taking advantage of a situation, taking advantage of mourning students. It's honestly sick. It's honestly disgusting that this is the political left in America now, taking advantage of a bad situation for an anti-American agenda. So that story is on Infowars.com. Folks, you just heard the last caller, Scott, talking about our products. I did bad today. I think I only plugged like two or three times. That's not going to pay the bills for our expansion. So please go to Infowarsstore.com. We are expanding Infowars right now. We're putting up satellites. We're building new studios. And it's only possible with your support at Infowarsstore.com. So 50% off all Super Blue products. That's the fluoride-free Super Blue toothpaste. It's about to be sold out. It's about to be sold out. Get to InfoWarsStore.com. Get your tube of Super Blue for 50% off before we're sold out. Owen Schroyer signing off. Gerald Celente takes over in the fourth hour. You stay classy, InfoWarriors.
Following last week's mass shooting that left 17 dead at a Florida high school, lawmakers in various states have launched proposals to arm teachers. Adon Salazar reports that legislators in Florida are drafting an amendment to a bill which would legalize the carry of firearms on school grounds. If passed, the bill would let employees carry guns on campuses if they passed background checks and were certified with training created by the state's criminal justice standards. Florida joins several other states that are drafting legislation that would allow some public school teachers and administrators to receive firearms training and be authorized to carry concealed weapons during the school day. In a press release Thursday, Representative Will Ainsworth said, "Our children are sitting ducks in gun-free schools, and as the parent of three public school students, I believe we must act now in order to prevent another tragedy." Currently, about one-third of states allow teachers to carry firearms on campus. Leanne McAdoo, Infowars.com.
We've got it. We've got it. Dangerous space are coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are go.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
You've got it.
How you doing? Oh, this isn't Alex Jones. It's me, Gerald Celente. And thank you, Alex Jones and Steph, for having me host this hour. It's great being here. And an honor and a privilege, I must say, because I really enjoy InfoWars in the real news in a world of, it's not even fake news, it's dumb news. It's the same garbage over and over again. And of course, the garbage that they've been selling since Trump's got elected, even before, that the Russians are coming. The Russians are coming. Here come those Russians. Let's hate the Russians. Hey, remember how they taught us? I'm old enough. I'm Trump's age. They taught us how to hate those Vietnamese. Remember? Oh, those commies, those dirty commies. Well, they kill over 3.5 million of them. 58,000 of our soldiers killed. 250,000 wounded. Lives ruined by the millions. The horror that they lived over there on a war based on lies. The Gulf of Tonkin incident never happened. But look how they taught us how to hate the Vietnamese. But not anymore. Not anymore. No. Matter of fact, when Bill Clinton, Slick Willie, appropriately named for his Slick Willie that he is, you know what he did as soon as he finished being president? Went over to Vietnam. And people don't remember this. He went over to Vietnam. Well, there was a dispute about who won the Florida election between Al Gore and George W. Bush. So Clinton exited stage right, and he went to Vietnam. But they taught us how to hate the Vietnamese. Those dominoes are going to fall before you know it. Those commies will be on the coast of California. I'm not lying. That's the kind of garbage you used to make up. Propaganda. Hey, now we're doing business with the Vietnamese. It's okay. Yeah. Everything's fine now. Just like with them red Chinese. Remember when we were taught to hate them? Until the big corporations realized, hey, we could sell out America by bringing all our technology over there, have them make our stuff really cheaply, and then sell it back over here. Hey, those Chinese are okay now. Hey, Communist Party, how come we're not bombing them? The sickness of the media, and it never stops. Here's tracking trends as an understanding of where we are, how we got here, and where we're going. So as a trend forecaster, I have to read information all day long, several hours a day. I get delivered the Financial Times, Wall Street Journal, New York Times. I got to see what's going on. It's not what I like, what I want, what I wish for. I need to hear the whole story. And I look globally. You know, I go to Global Times. I go to People's Daily. I go to Al Jazeera, Fars News Agency, Haaretz, Jerusalem Post, Arab News, you name it, I go through it. I just want to get the information to see how it's being put out there. So today we're going to do a little trend tracking and how you can see the current events forming future trends if you don't take a position on anything. I'm a political atheist. I don't believe in Democrats or Republicans. You know, I don't believe in fairy tales. And I don't need somebody to tell me how to think, because the motto is think for yourself, the Trends Journal. Here's a front page story here in the Tertit Paper of Record, or as they prefer to call themselves, the Paper of Record. And by the way, the New York Times circulation digitally is going up. And you know why? Because they're selling those sex stories over and over again. Yep, they know how to play it. And of course, let's hate Russia. How Russians exploited Webb in 16 meddling, posing as allies. Trolls spread dirty tricks. And they show they spent a couple of million bucks, right? How many billions of dollars? How many billions of dollars were spent by the people running campaigns? You got a couple of million bucks and a couple of trolls, and that's going to sway an election. A couple of bucks. Here, you want to see how elections are swayed? You want to know what the United States is doing? Oh, everybody has attention deficit disorder. This is from December 13th, 2013, our former Assistant Secretary of State, Victoria Nuland, at the Washington Press Club. Remember, this is in December 2013, and with the United States, and with their lies, and with their dough, they overthrew the democratically elected government of Ukraine. Here she is.
Invested over $5 billion to assist Ukraine in these and other goals that will ensure a secure and prosperous and democratic Ukraine.
Isn't that nice? $5 billion. Hey, isn't she generous with our dough? Isn't that great? How about the, when you add up those billions, they're into trillions. Hey, drinking the water over there yet in Flint, Michigan? Or the 10,000 other places in the United States with rotting water and rotting infrastructure as they're overthrowing governments? Oh, and Victoria Nuland, she's a member of that neocon clan. Yeah, that's right. That group. Neocons, let's stop using that whitewash language. You look at her, you listen to her. How about a mentally disturbed person? Oh, and by the way, look how she talks about peace. If only the women were in charge, we'd be hearing about peace and love. Again, it's not about men. It's not about women. It's not about race, creed, or color. Good comes in all of them, and lousy does too. But they keep playing the card. so that you'll forget who's good, who's bad. So anyway, there you can see the setup of the overthrow of the Ukraine government. $5 billion, and they're talking about a couple of bucks and a few trolls by the Russians. What a load of baloney. The United States has been interfering in elections all over the world. Hey, isn't it wonderful what they did down there in Chile with Allende? Oh, how about it over there in Indonesia when there was only 1 million people that got slaughtered? How about the United States' involvement in all these places with propaganda? Look at how the British keep saying that the Russians were responsible for Brexit. Hey, didn't Obama go over there? Folks, folks. Well, I'm glad he's not over there. He can't keep folking us anymore. So, he went to the UK and he talked about, oh, you got to stay on with the EU. Because if you don't, you're going to get at the back of the line, back of the queue. He played the English card. So, that's looking at some of the current events forming future trends. But I also want to talk about limited time sale on CellForce by InfoWars Life. 53% off, $69.95. Several years ago, we teamed up with Dr. Group to create DNA Force and other incredible InfoWars Life formulas because they had outstanding standards. After a few years of delivering these powerful formulas, we wanted to improve on DNA Force and its BioPQQ formula to help you get the best for less. We found a way to make a stronger and more affordable version, but did not want to compete against Dr. Group and his amazing team. After consulting with his team, Group gave us the go-ahead. He only wants us to be able to provide our listeners with the greatest, highest quality, and most affordable products possible. And that's what InfoWars does. And again, if you want to keep hearing the truth, hearing different analysis, support InfoWars. Buy their product. So, DNA Force. There's no better time to try. It's up.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. We have found an extraordinary new natural way to help alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory health and normal breathing. This is pollen block. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs from specific farms experienced less seasonal distress symptoms like runny nose, itchy watery eyes, and excessive mucus production. They began studying the effects in published trials, in their published trials. Now we are introducing the fruit of the research, a fast-acting chewable tablet. Just chew two tablets at the first sign of seasonal distress, and fast-acting pollen block starts working in about 15 minutes to help alleviate seasonal distress. Enjoy the air you breathe naturally with fast-acting pollen block, available now at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
This isn't Alex Jones, but I'm here today as a guest host. So thank you very much, Alex Jones and the staff, for having me on. It's always great being on. You know, everybody's wondering about what's going to go on with those stock markets. So we came out with our forecast and our trends monthly. And basically what we're saying is that the Trump rally is near its peak. And again, we were one of the first organizations, actually the first one, in magazine world that predicted the Trump rally just a week after he got elected. And the reason being is that we said if he does what he says he's going to do, that's going to boost the equity markets. Now, remember, the equity markets and the economy are very two different worlds. And I really want to make that clear. And again, for all those that know me, I'm a political atheist. I don't take sides. I have positives about what I see going on and negatives in terms of what the outcomes are going to be. It's not what I like, what I want, or what I wish for. So, the Trump rally is near its peak. And back in our December Trends Journal, just before the new year, we said there would be a 10% correction in the equity markets. So, a week ago Thursday, they did do a 10% correction. The markets have peaked in a lot of ways. So I'm going to give you the facts of where it's going and how it's going to go. Go back to 2004. George Bush was president, 2003, 2004. They allowed the big corporations to repatriate all that money that they're hiding over there overseas that they haven't paid any tax on. And they allowed them to do it at very low interest rates, as Trump is doing. That money did not go back into building capital improvements, bigger factories, more research and development, expansion. It didn't go into that at all. over 90% of the money went into stock buybacks. They take that money, they buy back stocks in their company, it raises the stock value, and they make more dough. The same thing is beginning to happen now. The tax cuts end by allowing to repatriate. It has brought money back to the United States. And as I speak today, stock buybacks for this period of time in a new year are at an all-time high. So that's where the dough is going. It's not going into capital improvements. The same thing giving the tax breaks to the corporations from 35% to 21%. The money's not going into capital improvements because when you look back at earnings over the last 2 years, corporations are making money. When we just saw the last earnings report, 78% of the companies that reported the S&P 500 had earnings beyond expectations. So, it's going to continue to boost the market unless there's a wild card event, and I'll tell you the ones that we're looking for. But right now, the markets are overvalued and they're overleveraged. When I say overvalued, when you go to historic price earnings ratios, they're nearing historic highs. So in other words, you're paying a premium already for a lot of the stocks. But again, that money's going to keep coming and flowing back in. So that's where that's going. And when you see where it's going to continue to go up. Now, very important. This is different if the market crashes than, say, the dot-com bust, when everybody was playing at that. Nobody knew what was going on. You didn't know anything about these companies. But everybody was playing. And then we had the crash in the panic of 08. All those subprime mortgages. You can't own have a job? Don't worry about it. I'm going to sell you a house. Just sign over here. Oh, and by the way, you need more money? Take out a second mortgage on your home. We'll call it a home equity loan. So when the markets went down, everybody got hit. This time when they go down, it will only hit the top. Because 10% of all the stocks, beep up, bloop up, boop, are owned. 90% of the stocks are owned. 90% of the stocks are owned by 10% of the people. On average of $350,000 that they own in stocks. The other 10% of the market owned by the rest of the people with 401ks, retirement programs, only averages out to about $15,000. So when the markets go down, it won't hit anybody, everybody. The psychological effect will be a different one. And also we're seeing softness in retail sales. We're not really seeing that strong of earnings growth. That last boosted number really only came from 5% of the population that has managerial jobs, 20% that drove it up for the 80% to stay the same. So that's just to give you an overview on the market. And now, before I give you an overview on the rest, I also want to talk about a little something else over here that we have. One of the wonderful products only available from Alex Jones, InfoWars. And if you don't support InfoWars, you're not going to get the news you could use. We're introducing iCurium from InfoWars Life. Introductory price of $19.95, 50% off. It's simple. The more toxins and diseases find their way into your system, the more important it is that your body's detox system can keep up. And boy, oh boy, are they flooding us with toxins and diseases, man. It's everywhere you look. Toxic in news, disease in news, and toxic in product. Anyway,
because your liver and kidneys are, without a doubt, the most important detoxifiers. It's time you took care of them like they take care of you with iCurin from InfoWars Life. The liver and kidneys take care of and help filter out almost all the toxins in your body and keep you clean and healthy. And again, it's so important to have a product like this to detoxify. And again, toxins enter in a lot of different ways. And the polluted earth and the polluted world, it's good to stay clean. See you in a bit.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the info war. A 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out-of-stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil, or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Hey, tomorrow news today. Sounds like trends research. That's what we say too. History before it happens. That's what we like to look at, the current events forming future trends. And some of the current events, for example, that are forming future trends, and everybody's concerned, of course, with the stock markets and the equity markets. So here's the deal. They're going to be raising interest rates, probably in March. Now, the futures are showing, you know, probably over 90% that they'll raise them. We saw what happened when they raised interest rates and were fearful that we, the little people, were getting more money as our income was rising. Remember that? Earnings went up February 2nd of this year when they came out with those reports. And they were afraid of higher inflation. And that means they'd have to raise interest rates to stop inflation. Well, again, most of those jobs skew the big average. It's managerial jobs where the prices, where the earnings went up. For the rest of the jobs, 80%, the earnings still are very flat. And going back to the money coming back into the markets, what we need to do is increase productivity, which has been very, very, very flat. And the way you increase productivity is by corporations investing more into their businesses to increase productivity and development, and they're not doing that. The money's not going back into capital improvements. It's going back into stock buybacks. Now, let's go back to the interest rates. What does it mean? Well, you look at some of the stories coming out, and again, the current events forming future trends. And there was one over here. Let me see if I could find it. Ah, yes. The rise of jumbo student loans raises a red flag. As of 2014, there were about 5 million borrowers with large loan balances out of the 40 million Americans with student debt. Large balance borrowers represent 17% of the borrowers. That's up. Ready for this? This is really amazing. Up from 2% of all borrowers in 1900. I mean, that's not ancient history. Imagine that. 1900, only 2%. Now we have 17% of large borrowers, 17% of the total large borrowers. 50,000 dollars. Getting out of college with $50,000 debt. All right, now interest rates are going to go up. What's that going to do to the debt level? What will that do to the debt of the United States? It just took on another over $1 trillion. As interest rates go up, how about that $13 trillion in debt that consumers have? Hey, you got to pay up your credit card. Interest rates go up. So the higher interest rates go up, the bigger the debt load on a society that's already debt burdened. Oh, and by the way, savings, beep, it's near all-time lows. Not all-time, but for a very long time. And again, this whole thing has been a war against the savers with these low interest rates. Because once upon a time, when I was a young guy, used to hear that Mr. and Mrs. So-and-so down the block retired and moved to Florida on their savings that they made as a middle-class family. They used to put money in the bank. You used to get a high percentage for it. Now you get nothing. So, when interest rates go up, how about all those subprime auto loans? How about the housing market? We saw what happened on February 2nd when there was fear of more inflation and higher interest rates. So now I'm going to take this globally. The emerging markets, a lot of the markets around the world are really going up, particularly in emerging markets because, again, the dollar is weak with the dollar near 3-year low. So that means they borrow money in dollars. And now when interest rates go up, the dollar gets stronger. What happens to all that money that they borrow that's pushing up those markets overseas? They have to pay that money back as their currency gets weaker. They got to pay back more. Here's what we're saying. We don't believe there are going to be as many interest rate rises as they're forecasting because we saw what happens when it comes. The markets are being sustained with cheap money. Again, stock buybacks, look at merger and acquisition activity. Virtually every day you pick up the papers, companies are getting bigger and bigger. And by the way, there used to be laws against this. Robertson-Patman Act, Sherman Antitrust Act, Clayton Antitrust Act, that prohibited the bigs from owning everything so that we, the people, could have our mom and pops, his and his, hers and hers. This is in them stores. But not anymore. It's all concentrated in the hands of a few. And that's because our politicians sell us out. They bend over for the bigs. Hey, don't bend over for free. You got to pay them off. That's right. So they call it campaign contributions. Adults call it bribes and payoffs. So that's where the market's going. The market is going to go where interest rates go. And if interest rates go up and this market goes down, you're going to start seeing the real estate market really start unraveling. So those are things to look for with the interest rate rises. We may have two, possibly three, no more, and maybe not even three. Powell, the new chair, is a Trump person. The one that just left, Yellen, was an Obama person. If anybody thinks that the central banks don't work hand in hand with the government, I got a bridge in Brooklyn to sell you. Before the Brooklyn Bridge is sold, what we also want to tell you is about limited time sales are ending soon. Super Blue, 50% off. CellForce, 53% off. 50% off iCurin and more. Look, if you want to keep the real news coming, if you want truth in trends and more news and information, support InfoWars. Buy their products, I do. And they're quickly running out of their best-selling Super Blue products, fortified with colloidal silver and iodine to give you a fluoride-free smile. And they're going to have, we're going to have to take this sale down in a few days as they're almost sold out. It will be at least a month before InfoWars can get Super Blue back at its low price. So there's no time to wait. Make sure you get yours now at InfoWarsStores.com today. That's right. So put your money where your mind is. Stop eating junk. Stop drinking junk. Start taking supplements, additives, and whatever can build your immune system. And build you, by the way, it's not just one way, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. To me, that's the way it has to be built. I'm not talking about religion. I'm talking about being the best person that you could be. So we're going to be back in a little bit. So hang on. Don't forget, support InfoWars. Put your money where your mind is.
Following last week's mass shooting that left 17 dead at a Florida high school, lawmakers in various states have launched proposals to arm teachers. Adon Salazar reports that legislators in Florida are drafting an amendment to a bill which would legalize the carry of firearms on school grounds. If passed, the bill would let employees carry guns on campuses if they passed background checks and were certified with training created by the state's criminal justice standards. Florida joins several other states that are drafting legislation that would allow some public school teachers and administrators to receive firearms training and be authorized to carry concealed weapons during the school day. In a press release Thursday, Representative Will Ainsworth said, "Our children are sitting ducks in gun-free schools, and as the parent of three public school students, I believe we must act now in order to prevent another tragedy." Currently, about one-third of states allow teachers to carry firearms on campus. Leanne McAdoo, InfoWars.com.
Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I mean, I can speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this, this is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible, and folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. InfoWars Live is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. We have found an extraordinary new natural way to help alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory health, and normal breathing. This is pollen block. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs from specific farms experienced less seasonal distress symptoms like runny nose, itchy watery eyes, and excessive mucus production. They began studying the effects in published trials, in their published trials. Now we are introducing the fruit of the research, a fast-acting chewable tablet. Just chew two tablets at the first sign of seasonal distress, and fast-acting pollen block starts working in about 15 minutes to help alleviate seasonal distress. Enjoy the air you breathe naturally with fast-acting pollen block, available now at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Hey, great to be on The Alex Jones Show. This is Gerald Celente, Trends Journal. Matter of fact, we just sent out a new Trends Monthly. Trends Journal now is going to be going out every month. It used to be quarterly. And there's news in there that, you know, information that'll put you ahead of the trends and on top of the news. And it's the only place you're going to read history before it happens. And I want to mention that as well because, you know, we've been following the whole cryptocurrency market, you know, pretty closely. And in the beginning, when Bitcoin first came out, I said, I said, this isn't going to go anywhere. I can't see this. And then I changed my mind as I saw it building. And we've been writing a lot about it. And we don't see it going away. What we do see is changes in the market. And blockchain, of course, being a crucial element of the whole cryptocurrency movement, we see more and more cryptocurrencies having a future that have a product, a service, something that they're going to be able to sell and capitalize on. Those are the coins that we see continuing to grow. And Bitcoin today bounced finally over that 10,000 mark. But they say that it happened because somebody bought about over 340 something million dollars worth of Bitcoin. So that could have artificially driven it up. However, they've generally stabilized from the down that they hit before. But the things to watch for is how governments are going to control them. And that's the bottom line of it. And one of the ones we're writing about in our Trends Journal that you can access now is, what's the richest country in the world when it comes to dealing with dough? I mean money. Switzerland. And you know what they're doing? They're working to become the crypto blockchain capital of the world, just like they were the banking capital of the world for so long, and in many ways still are. So if you know the Swiss are getting into it, and they know a thing or two about money, is this thing going south? No, it's going north. It's just going to keep rising. So we review the blockchain technologies, the cryptos. We don't give advice on what to buy, but we see continuing and the dangers and the opportunities. So moving on to some current events forming future trends, such as crypto. You know, again, what we do is we study the news. So you have a couple of stories here. Commerce Department recommends stiff penalties on metal imports. What do we got over here? Financial Times. Green light for Trump steel tariffs. If there's one thing that I totally support Trump 100%, is do away with these dirty, stinking, rotten deals that they sold us out on called NAFTA and the World Trade Organization. Remember earlier I was talking about how we were taught to hate them Chinese and those commies? Yeah. China joined the World Trade Organization, you know when? When no one was watching. That's right. All those years that they taught us to hate the Chinese, when they saw a good money flowing in to who knows whose pockets. China joined the World Trade Organization 2 weeks after 9/11 when no one was paying any attention. Their middle class has gone from 5% back then to almost 35% now. It's the Lunar New Year right now. The Chinese are the largest tourist group in the world. Going back to these lousy, stinking, rotten trade deals. And I remember that arrogant Al Gore on CNN with Ross Perot. And Ross Perot warning of that great sucking sound of NAFTA. And that's what happened. We went into a positive trade with Mexico to negative. Look at the debts that we have from the trade debts. These have only enriched the major corporations, and they pay off little slimers like Slick Willie and all the rest. Again, they call them campaign contributions. What do you think the Clinton Foundation got all that money for? Because of the great job that they did in Haiti? Yeah, a friend of mine just got back from there last week with the Rotary, Tony Marmo, doing work, trying to help the people down there. I said, Tony, how was it down? He said, it's devastating. It's devastating. Could you see anybody? He said, I can't. And this is a smart guy. He said, I can't see it returning. Look what the Clintons did down there with all that money, huh? They sold us out, and they sold us out with these trade agreements. They stink. They only enrich the filthy rich. Matter of fact, I heard that guy Ford, you know, Ford Motors. Ford Motors, that's right. He said on Bloomberg that the auto industry is NAFTA. The auto industry is trade agreements. Oh, yeah, no, it's not. It's not the American auto industry. He said it was the American auto industry. Hey, how about made in Detroit, Ford? Hey, maybe you want to make another Edsel Ford, because that's where your mind is, Edsel Ford. A junk car with a junk mind to say that America's automobiles are trade agreements in NAFTA. You can't bring in an automobile into China. Oh, you can, but you get taxed about 23 to 30%. But I'll tell you what you can do. You can open up a plant over here. You can't own the whole plant. You got to come in with a Chinese partner. You're only going to own 49% of it. And you can manufacture your automobiles here in China and sell them. We won't tax you. And by the way, bring in all your technology so we could use it and steal it. Because that's what every major manufacturer in America and Europe has done. They've sold us out to the Chinese. Slimers and high timers, man. Big money, they get richer, we all get poorer as they ship our jobs out. And I remember that disgusting Al Gore and Slick Willie and all those other lowlives. And by the way, they couldn't pass NAFTA through the Republican Party. Those little Democrat sellouts pushed it through. I remember them saying, you don't want those dirty manufacturing jobs. We're going to give you a service sector job. That's right. Yeah, they saw the future. You could work in Amazon, packing boxes and shipping them. You could get a job in hospitality, waiters, waitresses, making beds in hotels. I'm not demeaning those jobs. I'm saying those are the jobs they left us. When I was a kid, you could be a short order cook in Times Square and live a middle class life raising a family. No more. Because they sold us out to the bigs. They're giving all that money to Bezos, the richest man in the world, Amazon, to open up a slave headquarters for another Amazon shipping, packaging, and handling. You know what you make working full-time on average? Grand total of $19,000 a year. Yeah, try raising a family on that. Try living on that. So, I'm going to give you a parting shot. Want to watch where the markets are going? Watch the price of gold. Watch the price of gold. If gold prices start shooting up over 1380, 1400, 1450, boom, the markets are going to go down. And when gold breaks over 1450 strong, it's going to be a Bitcoin bounce, man. It's going to, I should say man and women, I don't want to be accused of being one-sided here. When it goes over 1450, that thing's going to hit to 2,000. But watch where gold is going. That's the important one. Because gold's also tracking the dollar. If interest rates go up, gold is going to go down if the dollar gets stronger. It's as simple as that. And inflation, yes, gold is a good ultimate safe haven for inflation. But only when inflation's hitting like 8, 10, 12% and higher. Not at the levels of 2 or 3%. Gold's not going to raise on that. As a matter of fact, gold will be more of a burden because the dollar will go up, interest rates go up. The stronger gold, the dollar, the weaker gold. So listen, I want to thank you very much for having me on. InfoWars is a guest host. I'll see you not next week, but the week after. So remember, put your money where your mind is, Trends Journal, and buy those products from InfoWars. Thank you.
Mike in Arizona, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, you can rant any day of the week. Thank you, sir, for doing what you do and being a patriot and doing your best to save America and encouraging us as fellow patriots to do that in our local areas as well. And as a longtime InfoWars listener, I want to say thanks for the awesome Brain Force, Anthroplex. My girlfriend would like to say thanks for the Anthroplex, too.
Thank you.
I use the BioTrue Selenium, the Super Blue toothpaste. For you folks who aren't big, normal toothpaste fans, the Super Blue is awesome. And thank you so much, Alex, for the InfoWars Life products. They are quality. I can't wait to get some more. And thank you so much for doing that for us to keep us healthy.
Absolutely.
Because then we could all, as educated patriots, help our other countrymen and women understand that there's a bigger problems going on, and if we can get our houses in order and be good to each other and ourselves, we can take our country back.
Matt in Ohio, you're on the air. Another Matt, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, listen, I just wanted to say real quick, I'm a longtime listener of InfoWars, and I just wanted to say that the T-shirts that you guys are offering are absolutely fantastic, and that really is a great way to deal with this battle in the InfoWar. It might seem like a simple thing, but particularly these slogan T-shirts that you guys got up right now are absolutely amazing.
Well, thank you. My favorite new one is the Don't Tread on Me, but said it says Won't Tread on Me, and it's a big Dayglo snake, Gadsden snake, and then it's got the American flag, InfoWars.com on the right arm. I mean, that's a great way just to meet like-minded people and spread the word and also exercise free speech. And the newest one is Trigger Warning T-shirt. Trigger Warning T-shirt, which is the symbol of a trigger with a yield sign, and then InfoWars.com on the back. That is the new shirt of the month, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.